News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street may be fixing to start the new trading week on an up note. Futures sharply higher this morning. Last week was a dizzying roller coaster ride, the market fretting over tariffs and trade. Commerce Secretary Lutnick says the exemption of electronic devices from recently announced tariffs is not permanent.
In an interview with ABC's This Week, Lutnick said while phones, computers, and chips are exempt from these tariffs, they won't be exempt from semiconductor tariffs that are coming soon. Lutnick went on to say that these types of products are vital to U.S. national security, and it's a security risk for them not to be manufactured domestically. He confirmed that tariffs on pharmaceuticals will also be announced separately. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Chinese President Xi Jinping mounting a charm offensive of sorts, launching a week of Southeast Asia diplomacy. First stop, Vietnam, hyping China's supposed commitment to global trade. A 38-year-old Harrisburg, Pennsylvania man under arrest, accused of breaking into the Pennsylvania governor's mansion and starting a fire. Governor Josh Shapiro, his family and guests were asleep at the time. No word yet on a motive and no injuries. The latest Russian attack on Ukraine has left at least 34 people dead.
This is an attack that happened just 2 days after the U.S. sent its most senior envoy to St. Petersburg in Russia as it continues to try and end this war, bring a ceasefire closer.
The BBC's James Waterhouse. The FAA says a New York City helicopter company whose sightseeing helicopter crashed, killing six people, is shutting down immediately. And golfer Rory McIlroy dons the green jacket. Finally, he's won the Masters. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are positive. The Dow futures up 295 points. NASDAQ futures better by 238 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 6:03. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
We had a wreck about a half an hour ago that was still blocking the ramp from the interloop to westbound Route 40 on the Catonsville side. They just reopened that ramp, so we're good to go there. And there was a wreck also in about a half an hour ago, southbound 95, right before the split at 895. And looking at the camera now, after Chestico Avenue, it looks like that has also cleared. So for right now, nothing major. Beltway looks good. JFX is clear. The tunnels are running with all the lanes open, and primarily, of course, on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Lots of clouds today, but it's a dry day and a mild afternoon, 70 the high. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, and then a brief shower possible tomorrow morning. Still mild tomorrow, 68 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The trial resumes today for the man charged in the 2023 rape and murder of a Harford County mother of five. Victor Martinez Hernandez is charged in the death of Rachel Morin on the Ma and Pa Trail in Bel Air. Prosecutors rested their case on Friday, and the defense is expected to call witnesses today. Closing arguments could take place as early as today, and then the jury will begin deliberations. Martinez Hernandez pleaded not guilty to murder, rape, sex offense, and kidnapping charges. He illegally crossed into the U.S. from El Salvador after he allegedly killed a woman in his native country and assaulted a young girl and her mother in California. He was arrested in Oklahoma 10 months after Morin was murdered. Baltimore County police say a 16-year-old boy is dead following a Sunday afternoon shooting in the Wilkins precinct. Police were called to the 4000 block of Allen Drive shortly after 2 p.m. They found the teen suffering from at least one gunshot gunshot wound. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives are asking anyone with information to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles looked like they were gaining momentum Sunday after a rousing come-from-behind win the day before. But a three-run lead in the eighth would evaporate.
And the 0-2 to Bichette is lined into left, a base hit. Clementine to score, and the Blue Jays have come back to tie it.
All courtesy of Blue Jays TV, Bichette single tied it at 6. And the Jays would go on to win it in 10, 7-6, the final, denying the Orioles their first series win. Reliever Greg Soto allowed the three-run rally. Here's manager Brandon Hyde after the game.
We've been pitching really well out of the bullpen, and, you know, today just was, give them credit that they took good at-bats off Soto. Bichette got that, you know, piece of enough of one off of Cano there to drive in the tying run.
Meanwhile, the 89th Masters delivered yesterday from Augusta.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Indeed, Rory McIlroy, who shot a sizzling 66 on Saturday and then gave up four strokes on the second nine Sunday, emerged victorious over Justin Rose with a four-foot birdie putt on the first playoff hole. McIlroy, the world number two, becomes the sixth golfer in history to complete the career Grand Slam in the Masters era. What a moment for Rory McIlroy. Coming up in 30 minutes, the manager gets tossed. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
To Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680. 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And a good Monday morning to you. We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean Casey is off this morning. He should be back tomorrow, back at full strength tomorrow, for a day. And I have a medical procedure, saying very gently, on Wednesday, so I'll be out for a couple days after that. And then eventually we'll be back at full strength again. In the meantime, we are graced with the presence of Julie Ryder this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming in. Thank you for being here with us. Always a delight to work with you. It really is. You do such good work. You really do. It's going to be a full day, though, because the weekend always gives us a surplus of audio, and it rather substantial surplus, indeed. Let's start this morning with people who are running for president. I mean, because it's already started. You have a couple of people that I'm going to play here. That clearly, in my view, these are campaigns. They've already started. First, of course, Cory Booker, he of the 25-hour-long speech.
Myself tell you a full-throated, unequivocal condemnation of the Trump tariffs. There's no wisdom in this, the chaotic way he's doing it, the challenges he's putting on American families in terms of costs, rising costs and jobs. This has no strategy. It has no sense. He's being attacked by people on the left and the right, and from the markets devastating people's retirement security to the global chaos right now and unpredictability. There's no equivocation here.
Well, of course, it's a little early to say that you're actually devastating people's retirement accounts. This has only been going on for a couple, 3 weeks. I don't think they're quite devastated yet, Corey, but the bet is, I mean, he's betting for Trump failure. And he wants to be, you know, first on the curve here to say, I told you they wouldn't work if they don't work. I suspect, because there's already some evidence, that they have had the intended effect for at least 70-plus countries who have said, yes, let's sit down and negotiate something better. The real target here, of course, is China. You know, China doesn't play fair. They've not been playing fair forever. Ever since they joined the World Trade Organization, the WTO, there are rules that they have routinely ignored. Technical rules like reporting profits and losses and being open to a review of your books by others. I mean, these are the kinds of things where investors simply expect to be able to say, all right, let's see what they have to say about IBM, or let's check out what they have to say about Apple, or, you know, what are they saying about Giant Foods or whoever the parent of Giant Foods is? But if you can't do that, is kind of a shot in the dark. But Cory Booker is counting on the Trump tariff to fail. And if it does fail, then he'll be able to say, you see, I told you so. He was wrong all along.
His tariff strategy is wrong. The way he's putting it out there, no thoughtfulness, no slow increase of tariffs, it is all just wrong. It should be condemned, and it should be stopped the way it's happening right now because it's hurting American people.
Okay, examine that thought for a second. It's wrong because Cory Booker disagrees with how it's being rolled out. That's a little more supple than the first statement made, isn't it? So, in other words, if he were to roll out the tariffs in a manner that Cory Booker would have approved, then Cory Booker would say, well, okay, he's doing it my way. He listened to me. But what's really going on here is Cory Booker is again saying, this gives me wiggle room. Because a couple years from now, if it works, I can say, I'm glad he listened to me. And rolled it out more slowly than he intended to, without ever having to specify what he intended at all. That's the truth, folks. More from Cory Booker than, of course, from one of the other presidential candidates. Coming up first, though, 6:13, Monday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. I'm back from buying himself a green coat. It's Chuck Whitaker.
It's funny. I have a jacket. Looks just like that from way back when.
Do you really? There you go.
People, they said, you get that at the Masters? I said, of course. What do you think?
Yeah, of course.
You think I'm some punk that just picked this up somewhere at a flea market? But that was some match, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We had this wreck a little while ago, and now it looks like they're back in the area again. I think the ramp is open, inner loop of the Beltway to westbound Route 40, but there's another flashing light now in that area, so I don't know if they're picking up the vehicle that was involved. Nevertheless, if you're exiting there at exit 15, coming up the Beltway from Edmondson Avenue, just a heads up. I see traffic taking the ramp, though, onto westbound Route 40. There's a new wreck in Anne County, westbound Route 100 at Oakwood Road. Coming over from Ritchie Highway, working your way over towards I-97. It looks like there is some impact there at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy and dry today, high around 70 degrees. Well, welcome back to summer again.
Yeah.
This is like fake summer number 17. followed by fake spring number 23, I think.
Ooh.
Overnight tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible through tomorrow morning. Then it moves out mild and a high tomorrow of 68 degrees. 45 degrees already in Pikesville this morning. Baltimore up to 52 already this morning. 615, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Well, Chuck, I just played a couple of sound bites from Cory Booker.
Mm-hmm.
In my view, he's running for president. The 24-hour of how long speech was. And this is just kind of the follow-on. Here's one that he said this past weekend that amuses the hell out of me. I want you to, because you're old enough to remember this. Remember who the Attorney General for John F. Kennedy was? His brother.
Now, was it
his brother?
Didn't he have a famous wife that was also involved?
His brother.
Oh, his brother. That's right. Yes, yes, yes. I was thinking further down the line.
Yes.
With Nixon.
Yeah. His brother, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., was his brother. And Kennedy joked at the time, for those who are of more tender years that would not recall this, that he thought it would be a good idea for Bobby to get some experience before he went out into the private world. I mean, that's... So, yeah, okay, it was a different time, but that's what you have, right? So here's Cory Booker from this past weekend drawing a sharp contrast between the way that Democrats choose members of their cabinet and the way that Donald Trump chooses members of his cabinet.
Our whole system was designed to have checks and balances. Now, Trump has designed an administration like none we've ever seen before. We see him hiring people based upon their loyalty, not based upon their expertise.
Wow, would that ever happen in a Democrat? I mean, that's never happened before, ever.
Never.
Except in every administration.
Mayor, governor, yes. All of them.
Oh, my God.
They all have their buddies in there.
Well, what do you expect? You're going to hire... Look, Lincoln had the cabinet of enemies. He wanted to keep his enemies close.
Right.
All right? So he could monitor what they were doing and let them play off one against another during the Civil War. 99.9% of the time... What you're going to find is a president will choose people for the cabinet and for other positions who have been loyal to him.
Sure.
Or who he thinks will be able to do a job in the manner he wants them to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
That's not surprising.
Right.
That's simply, if I elect you to something and say, okay, you get to hire four people to help you out with it. You could say, or take a look at the people I know and I like and I trust. Who are the four people that I would go to?
Right.
Well, beyond being Sean, you have no friends. So you'd be in a bit of a bind.
You got to be kidding.
But so
even these two are suspect.
I know, really. We'll knife you in the back in a heartbeat, man. just wait till June. And then one final cut from Cory Booker, and I'll let you go. He says, because you know what Trump said when the market was... When there was blood on the streets last week in the market,
right?
He said, now's a good time to buy. This is not revealing state secrets, folks.
No.
All right? This is not something where he's whispering to his close friends, quick, buy now. This is simply a public statement that happens whenever you buy the market dip is what you do.
Sure.
Yeah, and I think it was, I can't remember, one of the big industrialists said the time to buy is when there's blood in the streets.
It's true.
I mean, metaphorically.
Well, look, I look at it this way. If Warren Buffett says whatever's going on is okay with him, then it damn sure is okay with me.
As a matter of fact, you wanted to buy one of his shirts before you found out that Berkshire Hathaway no longer makes Hathaway shirts.
No, they don't.
You know, which is
they make a hell of a lot of money.
Yes, they do. And he still has yet to divide his share in half.
Yep.
I don't know what one share costs now, but probably more than your car, I think.
I would think.
Yeah, it's kind of pricey. So here's final cut this morning from Cory Booker on what we should do now that Trump said, perfect time to buy.
There is enough of an offense here. There's enough smoke here that should demand congressional hearings. We are a separate and equal branch of government. The Constitution lays out very clearly that Congress is not supposed to be spineless and submissive. It is supposed to hold up oversight over the president. Not to have hearings, not to do any kind of oversight, undermines the faith we have in our government, undermines the trust we need in our nation right now.
Well, two things here. First of all, you mean by saying it's a good time to buy stock, that means you should be investigated? Seriously? That's it? That's all you got so far?
He likes to run his mouth.
So that's Cory Booker, one of the candidates for the presidency for the Democrat side. And, of course, that's after all 3.5 years from now. But the campaign apparently has already started. Chuck, we'll check back with you in a couple of minutes.
Yep.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 620 Monday morning.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien makes assisted living make sense.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then, back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
622 Monday morning, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. I'm Bruce Elliot. Sean has the morning off. Guy is in Owings Mills. Grab you, Guy. Good morning, bud. How are you?
Oh, hey. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey, listen, I just got to tell you, I went to that Tesla protest on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be sending you a picture. I have a truck. I mean, I have a paint truck, right? And on my truck, I have a sign that says my truck identifies as a Tesla. And it's really funny. So when I pulled in, I don't know if they thought I was making fun of Tesla or what. But when I got out and I went to the people, I said, you know, you guys are living the American dream. Why are you protesting? I got to tell you, it was all white guys, all old people like me. There were some young guys mixed in. They were cussing at me, calling me a racist. They had a sign, and I saw the same signs in Gettysburg. So they're being paid. I'm telling you, people are being paid. I saw the same sign. The same old people come up to you. They put that sign right in your face. Then this one young guy comes up to me and says, come on, buddy, throw a punch at me, and I'll kick. Well, he said, I'll kick your butt, but he didn't say that. And I said, man, I'm not going to hit you. It would be like hitting a sissy. I mean, you're like a little girl. I'm not going to hit you, little punk. So these people... First off, I was a teacher for 43 years. I was a coach, soccer, wrestling, lacrosse. I coached every type of kid there was. And they're calling me a racist. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I'm just telling them, hey, look, man, you know, you guys got everything. You know, you never lived in a slum. You guys never had to do without. What are you protesting? All Trump and Musk want to do is give money back to us. They just want to cut the waste. And man, while I'm talking, they're blowing a whistle. They're calling me a racist or cursing. Anyway, the guy from Channel 11 did interview me, but it never made it on because I was wearing a MAGA hat. He said to me, are you a Republican? I said, no, I'm a registered Democrat, but I'm never going to vote Democrat because of these guys. See, I registered back in 1972, you know, so, you know, when the Democrats weren't completely...
Guy, got your point, buddy. And actually, I have something kind of special for you coming up right after the half past news. So stay there for this, because I think you're going to... I think you'll enjoy this, so hang in. 623, traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop is slowing a little bit now after I-70. 4 or 5 minutes ago, there were a couple of vehicles stopped on the shoulder, near the bridge at Crosby Road. I think they might still be there. So they're kind of looking at that. But that's the only slowdown right now. But it's going to start to back up towards the bridge at I-70. Both the tunnels at last check. Lanes are open with a little more traffic now south on 895. But the lanes are moving 95. Looks good. Keep in mind the wreck at Arundel County westbound Route 100 coming over through the interchange at Oakwood Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy, dry today, and a high about 70 beautiful degrees. Why could we not have had that over the weekend? Overnight showers and thunderstorms possible through tomorrow morning, then moves out and mild day tomorrow. A high should be just about 68 degrees. Right now, Dundalk has 48, and Aberdeen has 39 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, okay, we got you some of the one of the candidates on the Democrat side. He's running. There's no doubt from what he's saying. I mean, he's clever. He's positioning himself very well. Cory Booker, who, by the way, later in the speech had a chance to repeat that he is Spartacus. I think that's an important thing to remember. One of the other candidates, and she has staked out the far left. She has staked out the radical left in this country as her own. She says, time to go full socialist. It's AOC.
We are at a crossroads. We can either have extreme wealth inequality with the toxic division and corruption that it requires to survive, or we can have a fair economy that guarantees health care to all for working people, along with a democracy and freedoms that uphold it.
So in other words, take all the money away from the rich people, spread it out to everybody else, so we can all be miserably, slightly under-incomed. I mean, it's a socialist position. It's all she's saying is from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. That's beyond socialism, folks. And then AOC went on to saying this is just a flat-out lie. Because as soon as I heard this audio bite, I thought, wait a minute, now that's just not true. Here it is.
We must fight the oligarchy that has created this nightmare. And that is why I have never taken money from lobbyists or corporations, and it's why I never will.
And that is a lie. That is just a flat-out lie. It's been, I mean, she's been saying this for a while, and over again, when it gets prominence, even the swamp media takes a look at this. Wait a minute, this is just not true. There's a record of her taking money from lobbyists. There's a record of her taking money from corporations. But if the people there, they're out cheering, obviously they don't do any research at all. They'll believe anything you tell them, which means they're perfect candidates for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She can say anything, and these doofuses can say, that away, AOC. We know you're the one. You're the one just for us. And then she gets loony. The tariffs, you see, according to AOC, have nothing to do with trying to bring other countries into line by not charging us excessive tariffs. They have to do with making billionaires rich.
I hope that we all see now that the White House's tariff shuffle here didn't have anything to do with manufacturing like they claimed. It was about manipulating the markets. It was about hurting retirees and everyday people in the sell-off so Trump could quietly enrich his friends who he nudged to buy the dip before reversing it all in the morning.
Yeah. That's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she who would be president, and she's taking on full on, man. It's the full on socialist label. She's inherited part of it, at least, from Bernie Sanders. She's staked out that position for herself, and that's the campaign she's going to run. Unapologetically far left. Is there an appetite for that? I guess we're going to find out. Lamberti Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you're going to choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured Franny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Lamberti Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Both of them have great financing available and free towing. Call Lamberti Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Lamberti Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore. 6:30 right now on Talk Radio, 680 WCBM. Once again, here's news, Julie Ryder.
Good morning. City police are investigating a Sunday afternoon shooting in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 900 block of East Patapsco Avenue for a shooting shortly before 5 p.m. Sunday, and they found a victim suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Investigators say that victim was shot nearby in the 3600 block of St. Victor Street. Police have not released an update on the victim's condition. Two students who attended Dundalk Middle School in 2004 and 5 have filed a lawsuit against a former school resource officer. According to that lawsuit filed in Baltimore County Circuit Court, James Blankenship Jr. took advantage of his authority role in the school to gain students' trust as a role model and mentor before sexually assaulting them. The students, who are now adults, claim they were abused on multiple occasions. Blankenship is a registered sex offender after previous child sex abuse cases from Maryland in 2006 and Delaware in 2015. And Arundel County police have arrested a Hanover man on drug-related charges. Police made a traffic stop in the parking lot of the Walmart in Pasadena late Thursday, and during a search of the suspect's vehicle, found items consistent with drug distribution. Police say they recovered suspected cocaine, fentanyl, oxycodone, 61 bags of cannabis plus scales, packing materials, and cash. 29-year-old Zumrawi Yagub was taken into custody and charged accordingly. And Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier has submitted her proposed $4.8 billion budget for fiscal year 2026. Klausmeier said the spending plan represented to the county council last week provides funding for public education, recreation and parks, public safety, sustainability, public works, transportation, and more. The county exec says despite state budget reductions and rising economic uncertainty at the federal level, the budget plan is a responsible path forward that builds on the county's progress and invests in the future. Coming up, we'll take a check at traffic and the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud. Again.
See you there.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
These are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3, 601, and the pick 4, 7749. Now, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the lanes open at the Harbor Tunnels as you're going south. All four lanes at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895 is beginning to slow just a bit after the O'Donnell Street ramp, but it's under control right now, so no big problems there. The wreck in Anne Arundel County has cleared. Westbound Route 100 back open again at Oakwood Road, and a good ride through the area. area around the Bay Bridge over to the Severn River Bridge coming through Annapolis. Beautiful sunrise if you're heading eastbound this morning over to the Eastern Shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds today, but it's a dry day and a mild afternoon. 70 the high. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, and then a brief shower possible tomorrow morning. Still mild tomorrow, 68 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds' bullpen failed them yesterday as Gregory Soto and Yennier Cano allowed a three-run lead to slip away in the eighth.
And the 0-2 to Bichette is lined into left, a base hit. Clementine to score, and the Blue Jays have come back to tie it.
That call courtesy of Blue Jays TV. Bichette single tied it at 6, and the Jays would go on to win it in 10. 7-6 was the final, denying the O's their first series win, even back-to-back wins for the first time this year. Manager Brandon Hyde didn't actually see the implosion because he was tossed in the third.
I didn't really appreciate the strike zone early. I thought Westy got called, like you said, punched out on two balls below the zone. Those first two at bats, I thought it was, we were getting many calls going our way there offensively.
For his part, Jordan Westbrook says it's not time to panic.
I think when the tendency is to start changing, you might lose the identity that we've worked all spring to build. So I think the most important part is just sticking to who we are, staying close here in this clubhouse, having each other's back, and just trusting that the product is just going to get better.
Birds are 6-9 through 15 games, bringing up the rear in the American League East, 2.5 games behind the division-leading Blue Jays. Overcoming adversity is a key to life in general, and in Rory McIlroy's case yesterday at Augusta, it was the key to winning the 89th Masters.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Rory McIlroy, who shot a sizzling 66 on Saturday and then gave up four strokes on the second nine on Sunday, delivers and wins it. He becomes the sixth player in golf history to complete the career Grand Slam in the Masters era. Afterwards, a glib McIlroy.
I'd like to start this press conference with a question myself. What are we all going to talk about next year? It's a dream come true. I've dreamt about that moment for as long as I can remember.
After getting the night off Saturday night, Alex Ovechkin was back on the ice last night as the Caps took on the Blue Jackets in D.C.
To Strome, and here's Ovechkin! He scores!
John Walton with the call on Monumental. Ovi's goal, though, was the lone goal as the Caps scored in a 4-1 loss to the Jackets. The time now is 6:37 when we return measuring the Wizards' futility.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, it's an interesting thing how the same ownership can own one of the best teams in the National mm-hmm. Hockey League and literally the worst team in the National Basketball Association. I'm talking about the Wizards, the Washington Wizards. The NBA season was over yesterday.
You mean the Baltimore Bullets.
And they were that, that's correct, until what, 1972, 73, something like that. They won yesterday, the Wizards, in the final game.
Hey, there you go.
119-118 over the Heat. But here's the thing. The Wizards hold the distinction now of having the longest streak in NBA history without a 50-win season. If you win 50 games in the NBA, that means you go 50-32. That's considered a good year. That's 600%, you know, and you probably make the playoffs and all that. 46 consecutive seasons, every year since 1979, the Wizards have failed to win 50 games in a year. This year, they won 19. And last year, they won like 15. And this is, it's hard to remember, but this is the same team that from 1974 to 1979, they went to three NBA finals in 5 years. They won it. They had great names like Hayes, Unseld, Chenier, Greavy, Bobby Dandridge back in the day. And this team and this organization has just gone downhill so much. So anyway,
why?
46 consecutive. Just, you know, bad ownership, obviously. You know, bad, I mean, you can just go through it. Bad decisions, drafting decisions, trading away players, spending too much on players that are over the hill. You know, just a confluence of factors. 46 consecutive years.
Well, check back with you at the top of the hour.
You will.
We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Caroline Levitt, this is on the heels of our caller just a minute ago saying that he had been at the Tesla protest. And the Orange Mills, I guess that must be on the one on Reisterstown Road. That's the only Tesla dealership I'm aware of, so it must be. This is what Caroline Levitt had to say over the weekend about what's going to happen to those individuals who take peaceful protest a step beyond.
We certainly think it's despicable, the violence that has taken place against Tesla, the company, its employees, and also just Americans who have chosen to drive an electric vehicle. Many of them are Democrats, by the way. Democrats were big supporters of Tesla and of electric vehicles until Elon Musk decided to vote for Donald Trump. So we would like Democrats to also come out and condemn this heinous violence that we have seen. And I believe the Attorney General has said she's investigating these incidents as acts of domestic terrorism.
And I was wondering why it took so long for this to happen. But yes, our friends on the interweb have produced once again. I had no idea until this all began to happen how many cameras there are on a Tesla. I mean, they have put the optical business into super high drive here. I don't know, 50 or 75 cameras on next to one. It's just amazing. So maybe don't you keep my car. All right. So there's a lot of heat aimed toward the administration for sometimes what I consider the stupidest reasons possible. Here's one of them. Christy Noem, you know, she's got a job. And part of her job is to be present enough so that when significant things happen that she thinks will help advance her job, not herself, but her job, she should be there. She should be on camera. And she is one of the members of the U.S. Cabinet. And yes, she showed up where they have some more bad guys in cages down in El Salvador. And of course, that led to almost immediate criticism from the political left.
I think she just, maybe she's enjoying the attention. I find it very, very cringe, and especially because the immigration question is very serious. Mm-hmm. And the question of who is getting deported and who isn't is very serious and very important to the American people.
Yeah, it is, which is exactly why she should be there. Because, look, you don't send the undersecretary's assistant to the undersecretary. You send the boss to be there at these kinds of events because it's guaranteed camera time on network news shows. That's how you indicate this is important. Look, the secretary is there. The Homeland Security is there. We're making sure that we know that you know, we're there doing the job, and now you know we're there doing the job. But no, instead, she gets carping from the political left because why? She's articulate, she's attractive, and she's a conservative. Period. 6:43, Talk Radio 680, WCVM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
95 now is beginning to slow right after the Eastern Avenue Bridge towards O'Donnell Street. So that's the traffic going south eventually into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The lanes are open, and now 895, a little busy as well, coming south around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, but not bad really on 895. But 95 is definitely busy south going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm just looking at the overhead camera there at 95. All four lanes are open, but heavy traffic south. So it's about an extra 5-6 minutes right now southbound through there. JFX, still very nice. The West Side Beltway, it's not even backed up at all, at least right now, towards 795. Most of it is right around I-70 down through Route 40, and then we start to get better as we go down the hill from Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Mostly cloudy, dry today, and high around 70 degrees. Overnight showers and thunderstorms possible through tomorrow morning. Then it moves out mild and a high of around 68. Right now, Ellicott City has 43. Hunt Valley has 48. On Talk Radio 680 WCBN. And yes, once again, it's time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Once again, it's time for Chuck's Food News, a public service for the food and beverage industry in the name of one, but of all, Johnson.
Why don't you go to Amazon and buy a spine online?
My boy.
I love him.
My boy, John.
I think he stays up night thinking of these things.
Oh, my God. I think he's right off the cuff.
It's great.
And I think he really has to control himself because I know he wants to say a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. You have the sense every once in a while there's, you know, self-editing going on.
Yeah, well, all right. I do that all the time.
Yeah, yes, we all do, man. So here's something new for you, Chuck. And for those of us in the Mid-Atlantic states as well, I love oysters. I mean, personally, I just love oysters.
I do, too.
So now there's a new dessert available to you.
Oh.
A smoyster.
Oh.
You ready for this, Julie?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. A smoyster. Yes. A seafood restaurant and raw bar in Charleston, South Carolina, called Fleet Landing, has launched the new smoyster. It's a bold and unexpected take on the classic s'mores experience.
Not chocolate.
Yes. No. As the name implies, the dessert includes a roasted oyster topped with chocolate, toasted marshmallow, and graham cracker crumbles. Mmm, please. I'll have something else.
No thanks.
Uh-uh. Anything else. Well, you know what? Casey would eat it. He'll eat anything.
He might even add some jalapeno.
Well, curious. You should mention that because the Flaming Hot Dill Pickle Cheeto is back.
Oh.
I didn't realize it had gone away.
I did. So, I was glad it went away.
Yes. And there are a lot of feelings about this. It's the most requested flavor. And it was first introduced earlier this year. The Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle Cheeto. The Quieter Left stores. It's back now for an encore. And they say, we're sorry for taking Cheeto's Flaming Hot Dill Pickle away from you at a time when you needed it most. It's back. But, of course, if you're a real lover of jalapeno and dill pickles, wow, that's a flavor treat for you, isn't it?
Just wonderful.
Just wonderful. Pickles and dill pickles and jalapeno peppers. Mmm, tasty. Yep. They're only around for a month this time. So it'll be worth
good.
It.
Right? Okay.
And this story, this is for the adventurous. So, Chuck, I'm thinking you here.
No,
Julie, I'm thinking you here.
Okay.
Kristen, you and me, not so much. All right? You've had a grasshopper to drink?
Sure.
All right? Chuck, you've ever had a grasshopper?
I have not.
All right. Well, it's mint stuff. Yeah, minty stuff. And it's
girly.
It's kind of a girly drink. Yeah, or one of the drinks you drink when you're first starting drinking because you don't like the taste of it.
I started with scotch.
Yes, well, okay then. So apparently there's a new grasshopper out there. Grasshopper broth. Yeah. Apparently it's really big on protein. And it's become more and more of a priority among nutritionists. The protein powder market is going to double in value over the next 10 years. Cottage cheese making a big comeback. But now they've introduced grasshopper broth. Made much like tea. Mm-hmm. Instead of tea leaves, using grasshopper parts. Oh, I guess, honest to God. The brand Sutterly is using insects for its own take on the broth, providing all the nutrients without any of the creepy crawlies. Unless, of course, your bag breaks and you have little grasshopper legs floating
stuck
on the
in
top
your teeth.
Of your So, Chuck, if I can find this stuff, I'm going to ship some down to you.
No, you're not. I moved.
And that is Chuck's food news. On that note,
really, I moved.
That's it. Just now, we're not here anymore. We'll check back on a couple, Chuck. 6:49 Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:51 Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCVM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean's off this morning. We'll be back at full strength tomorrow, bright and early. Well, he comes in early and I come in slightly later. And I don't feel particularly bright at that hour. Just being honest with you here. All right, Chuck Todd. Now, this is one step short of hilarious. Chuck Todd, as if he has been standing to the side, up in a tower somewhere, simply observing what's going on in the world, Chuck Todd made this pronouncement this past weekend about the swamp media.
The only thing I can chalk it up to is this, whatever you want to call it, this fear that some members of the media had sometimes that they would be perceived as helping Trump if they somehow diminished Biden, right? That it was some sort of zero-sum game. Mm-hmm. And I think this has been the fundamental mistake that many members of the traditional press have done.
Some members. Many members. Hey, you doofus, you were leading the charge. So he's now managed to kind of separate himself from his own statements for the last 4 years, or actually more like the last eight, on Donald Trump. So that's Chuck Todd. I guess he can come down now out of his tower, now that he's taken time to observe what's going on. Thank you so much, Chuck, for your service to our country. 6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the west side outer loop, the one area that's a little bit slow, I-70, and then down as you cross Route 40 west. After that, good to go.
Pikesville side, Interloop through Park Heights Avenue, Green Spring, no problems. Parkville side is clear. JFX wide open. Good trip right now from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Mostly cloudy today and dry, high around 70 degrees. Overnight showers and thunderstorms possible through tomorrow morning. Then moving out tomorrow, mild and high of around 68 degrees. Right now, Pikesville has 45 degrees. Parkville has 47. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, we are the morning drive. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, you talk about people who are able to analyze what is going on in politics and see clearly the differentiation between one group of individuals and others, to what their belief sets are, what they care about. This gentleman, Robert, I misplaced his last name, he seems to have it nailed.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life. It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
That's Bob Hope. God bless him. Kevin O'Leary, who runs his own, I think, O'Leary Venture Capitalist Company, I think is the name of his company, is also one of the guys on Shark Tank, Mr. Wonderful. He has taken a look at our relationship with China. Now, this guy does business in China. And so he has experienced the Chinese system firsthand. And he says that one of the things you have to observe is we have problems with China before they joined the WTO and after they joined the WTO, the World Trade Organization. We have problems because they lie just as easily as getting out of bed in the morning.
We have some real issues with them since 2000 when they came into the World Trade Organization. They've never complied by any of the rules. There are thousands of complaints registered with WTO, and they've never been adjudicated, never been resolved.
No, never been adjudicated, never been resolved. The Chinese managed to have them pushed back and back and back and back. They do not abide by WTO rules. They should be decertified. They should be told, sorry, you're no longer a member of the World Trade Organization. So far, that has yet to happen.
When I do business in China, I can't use their court system, and yet they can use ours. They can actually sue me here with knockoff products that they stole the IP from. And so we've got a really imbalanced playing field. It's not a level playing field at all.
Yeah, it's not a level, but when he's talking about IP, he's not talking about your internet address. He's talking about intellectual property. O'Leary says that China, when it comes to financial matters, view cheating and lying as common business practice.
They get to use our capital markets, the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ. They list companies that are not compliant with general accounting principles. You don't even get a real share. You get a shadow share, and they don't provide the right financial statements, and they're not compliant.
Yeah, they're not compliant. They will not obey the rules. They, again, as he said, what they'll do is they'll negotiate something, and then at the last minute they'll say, oh, listen, we have to add another thing on. And until Donald Trump, nobody seems to have had enough spine to say, nope, sorry, dude, it's this or the highway. I mean, so that's what's been occurring here for years under both Republicans and Democrats, almost kowtowing to China. And what is it? You, my God, you saw, was it Biden or Obama who went over there and bowed to him? I mean, this is, you talk about cringe. In my view, that was about as cringy as you could possibly get. And O'Leary has a pretty strong point of view on this. He says, don't give a 25% tariff and then up it by 25% next week and up it by 25% the week after that. Say, we actually mean business. And we're going to make it virtually impossible for you to sell your goods in the U.S. market unless you begin to behave yourself.
All of this stuff has to get resolved And that's why my view is, why don't we just ratchet it up? Why mess around with these 25% a week increases? Just go to 400%. Shut down a complete trade with China and start squeezing them until they come to the table.
A 400% tariff. Now, it sounds like a whole lot, but of course, there's a bargaining chip. And that is what's intended to be, is there because they want to be able to bargain. Next hour, I came across this testimony by, I believe her name is Sarah Wynn Williams. She was an executive at Meta. I advise you to listen carefully to what she has to say about the way things have been working at Meta, which actually now she is in physical danger because she's in front of Congress testifying. That's coming up in a couple of minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, if you are losing the ability to hear your friends, losing the ability to clearly hear what they have to say, I suggest to you that you contact, please, Audiology Associates. They have been in business now for more than 45 years, and they know what they're doing. I'll tell you, my wife and I both went. We had our baseline done. We go back from time to time and see if we're steady or not. They have a wonderful approach to each patient. They have an individualized patient treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the most trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Exactly how corrupt is Zuckerberg? That's coming up next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Stock traders are bracing for what could be another explosively volatile week on Wall Street, with the market soaring and plunging amid uncertainty over what the future holds for tariffs and their impact on the global economy. And although he has exempted electronics from 145% China tariffs, President Trump says additional levies are on the way for semiconductors and such.
Like we did with steel, like we did with automobiles, like we did with aluminum, which are now fully on, we'll be doing that with semiconductors, with the chips, and numerous other things. And that'll take place in the very near future.
Today, Mr. Trump will meet with his Salvadoran counterpart at the White House.
Salvadoran President Bukele's visit comes at a time when his country is accepting hundreds of deported immigrants from the United States.
He's been amazing. We have some very bad people in that prison, people that should have never been allowed into our country.
Talking with reporters on Air Force One, the president dismissed any concerns about human rights conditions at the maximum security prison in El Salvador. Greg Clugston at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
Ecuadorian voters have re-elected President Daniel Noboa, young conservative with a no-holds-barred crime-fighting record. His leftist opponent vowing to seek a recount over what she describes as grotesque electoral fraud. There's been nothing yet on a motive for a break-in and arson fire at the Pennsylvania governor's mansion in Harrisburg. A 38-year-old Harrisburg man is under arrest. Governor Josh Shapiro, his family, and visitors were asleep at the time of the overnight fire yesterday. Earlier, they had celebrated a Passover Seder. The man in the green jacket is golfer Rory McIlroy, and he's won the Masters. On Wall Street, Dow futures 382 points higher. The Nasdaq futures are up 289 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you hear me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it, if you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Good morning. It's 7:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
8:95 at the Old Harbor Tunnel now with some brake lights just before O'Donnell Street, but really nothing out of the ordinary. Still just a brief delay. Southbound 95 has been running okay off and on. We've been a little bit slow at the top of the hill near the Keith Avenue ramp, and all four lanes are clear. And then the big junction downtown at Camden Yards, lanes are open there. 95, the ramp to Russell Street, and then 95 straight ahead. Head towards the Beltway on the southwest side. All the lanes clear. The west side has a brief buildup between I-70 and the ramp at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds today, but it's a dry day and a mild afternoon. 70 the high. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, and then a brief shower possible tomorrow morning. Still mild tomorrow, 68 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with these headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are investigating a Sunday afternoon shooting in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 900 block of East Patapsco Avenue for a shooting shortly before 5 p.m. Sunday. They found the victim suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Investigators say that victim was shot nearby in the 3600 block of St. Victor Street. No word yet on the victim's condition. The trial resumes today for the man charged in the 2023 rape and murder of a Harford County mother of five. Victor Martinez Hernandez is charged in the death of Rachel Morin on the Mon Pa Trail in Bel Air. Prosecutors rested their case on Friday, and the defense is expected to call witnesses today. Closing arguments could take place as early as today, and then the jury begins deliberations. Martinez Hernandez has pleaded not guilty to murder, rape, sex offense, and kidnapping charges. Martinez Hernandez illegally crossed into the U.S. from El Salvador after he allegedly killed a woman in his native country and assaulted a young girl and her mother in California. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, despite crushing another couple home runs yesterday, disappointment at Camden Yards late in the afternoon.
Tying run on third, bottom of the 10th. Hoffman kicks and deals. He got him! Struck him out looking with a slider, and the Blue Jays come back from down 6-3 to beat the Orioles.
That call courtesy of Blue Jays TV closer Jeff Hoffman pitched the final two frames for the 7-6 win, and after the final strike, blew a kiss towards Baltimore's dugout, a reference to the Orioles rescinding their contract offer that they offered him in the offseason because of a bad MRI. Orioles still haven't won a series in 2025. Bird starters have a 5.40 earned run average. That's tied for the highest in the league with the Yankees. The 89th Masters concluded yesterday in dramatic fashion.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Jim Nance with a call on CBS. Rory McIlroy emerges victorious after Justin Rose, over Justin Rose, I should say, with a 4-foot birdie putt on the first playoff hole. McIlroy, after blowing a 4-stroke lead on the second nine, becomes the 6th golfer in history to complete the career Grand Slam in the Masters era. And at Bristol yesterday, Kyle Larson bested the field in an emotional win.
His third win at Bristol. He's won half the last 6 races here, including the last 2.
Absolutely. That was definitely for John.
315th career win for Hendrick Motorsports.
The John that Larson was referring to was friend and PR executive John Edwards, who had passed away just days earlier. Coming up in 30 minutes, the WNBA has a big problem, and that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Looper here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We wanted two things to take care of early in this hour. And then I came across this this testimony from a woman named Sarah Wynn Williams. She was an executive at Facebook, Meta, and she dealt with the executive suite and all the executives there, was very familiar with the work of Mr. Zuckerberg, and very disillusioned by what she found there as an employee. So you've got to hear what she has to say. I think it pulls back the curtain on what seems to be, from her telling at least, a very, very ugly story. And that's coming up in a moment or two. First, though, it's important to note that politics continues. Now that we have AOC and Cory Booker both seemingly running for the presidency, we heard their audio last hour, you should know that there are people out there who are lobbying perhaps for, oh gosh, I don't know, the next seat on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Yeah, Jasmine Crockett. She had a good time in the last 4 years. She's not having a good time so far under the Trump administration, part of which is due to the fact that Trump is not sound asleep for 24 hours a day.
At least you could sleep at night because you didn't have to worry about your 401k disappearing overnight. You didn't have to worry about these allegations of fake invasions. You didn't have to worry about the cost of food just skyrocketing or skyrocketing cost of all of your electronics.
Yeah. See, I can see her on the Supreme Court. Like if they're doing Idiocracy 2, perhaps.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Talk radio. 680 WCBM. What a bubblehead. Tom Homer has a great comment about her. I'll see if we can get to that during the course of the show today. Just over and over again, she opens her mouth and stupid flows out. I mean, there's nothing you can say other than that. That she has, look, I know it rattles some people when I say this. She's a headline whore. She just wants the headline. She wants to be in the media every day, figuring the old saw that no publicity is bad publicity. Anything you say is good if the name is spelled right. And so she's operating under that kind of assumption. I'm not sure that plays anymore. So we'll see how it works for her, because she says some of the most bizarre stuff. She doesn't like being in office under Trump, because under Biden, yes, he was asleep all the time, but at least you could sleep too, knowing that he wasn't awake to do damage to your portfolio. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. All right, let me give background here. This is a woman. Her name is Sarah Wynn Williams. She was an executive, kind of not the very, very top tier, but one rank down at Facebook/Meta. And she's a mom of three. And she went there with the assumption that the statements that Mark Zuckerberg were making in public about Facebook wanting really to be a family-friendly platform, and that he would not be doing things like trying to market your kids and their online habits, that he was telling the truth. She was there for a handful of years. Her experience was very different from what she had been told life was like inside Meta. We'll get to that coming up in just a minute right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now at 713. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just made a quick check towards Annapolis once again. All is well, both sides of the Bay Bridge, and then primarily westbound from Sandy Point over to the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and over towards I-97. All the lanes are open, even I-97 southbound. Not too bad right now for the traffic moving down through the ramps and the split at Route 32. Capitol Beltway pretty slow now on the outer loop, 95 towards New Hampshire Avenue, and around eventually towards the Georgia Avenue ramps. The lanes are open, but very slow. Overnight, there was a wreck, and we thought it was clear earlier, but they're still there. Southbound Route 29 at New Hampshire Avenue. So just before the Capitol Beltway, some limited lanes as you're traveling south from White Oak and down through that area. Still nothing major, but we're backed up a little bit going south into both the harbor tunnels. JFX looks good. Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today should be mostly cloudy and dry, high around 70 degrees. Overnight showers tonight, thunderstorms possible through tomorrow morning. Then they move out a mild and hot tomorrow and a high of around 68 degrees. It's already warming up in large parts of the listening area right now. You have around 50 degrees currently if you are... We're in Severna Park. Parkville has 47. Downtown Baltimore right now, you're looking at around 52 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. Here's the deal. Her name is Sarah Wynn Williams. I would suggest if you have the opportunity, just postpone your departure for work for a bit, because I think this is important. I frankly cannot remember a single time I've ever devoted the kind of time that I'm about to devote to this issue. But since Facebook is ubiquitous, it's everywhere. I'm on it all the time. You know, Bruce's brain is on Facebook. You want to check out some of the things that are going on, that's where I point you. So here she is, talking about some of the efforts she made while at Facebook.
One of the discussions I had with one of the business leaders was like, we just don't need to do this. Like, as a company, you know, Meta's now a $1 trillion company. It is not short of money. It doesn't need to do this. And what he explained to me is like, we've got the most valuable segment of the population. You know, advertisers really want to reach 13 to 17-year-olds, and we have them. We should be trumpeting it from the rooftops.
So all the time saying they were not marketing to teenagers, they're marketing to teenagers. One of the questions she had in front of the committee, it was a Senate committee, was Josh Hawley, who, after she had been at Meta for the length of time she had been at Meta and then left, and by the way, she has all kinds of restraining orders on her. She has financial threats that if she speaks to anybody, including Congress, they're going to really come after her. And she's there speaking to people in front of Congress, realizing the potential downside could be financial ruin for her if they follow through on this. But she thinks it was an important thing for her to do, very important, and I would tend to agree. Here's Josh Hawley and again Sarah Wynn Williams.
Do you buy this latest reinvention of Mark Zuckerberg?
Senator, there are two things. If he is such a fan of freedom of speech, why is he trying to silence me? And the other thing is that this is a man who wears many different costumes. When I was there, he, you know, wanted the president of China to name his first child. He was learning Mandarin. That was, you know, he was censoring to his heart's content. Now his new costume is MMA fighting or Kate, whatever, you know, free speech. We don't know what the next costume is going to be, but it'll be something different. It's whatever gets him closest to power.
That's key. Whatever gets him closest to power. There are a lot of people like that in this world. None with the prominence of Mark Zuckerberg, I would argue. A lot of people will alter their behavior, change their belief set, say they believe one thing when actually they believe another, while all the time realizing they're corrupt, in order to get closer to power. Power is the goal. Power over other individuals. Power to do what you want to do. And she says, when it comes to this, Zuckerberg is, he's shameless.
I have a lot of questions for Mark Zuckerberg, but he has proven time and time again that you cannot believe his answers. He's lied to members of Congress, he's lied to employees, and he's lied to Americans. And that's why I'm asking this committee to hold him accountable.
Now, he's lied. There's no substantiation of that until this moment. And this is where his lies are more than simply somebody who's grasping for power. This is where national security becomes intertwined.
I saw Meta executives repeatedly undermine U.S. national security and betray American values. They did these things in secret to win favor with Beijing and build an $18 billion business in China. We are engaged in a high-stakes AI right arms race against China. And during my time at Meta, company executives lied about what they were doing with the Chinese Communist Party to employees, shareholders, Congress, and the American public.
They just lied with impunity. And she says that Zuckerberg changes who he is to put him in a position to gain more power. That's what it's all about. It's not simply about running a company. He wants power. That's what the political contributions were all about for him. That's what rolling over for the Biden administration was for him. You want us to simply take Donald Trump off Facebook? Yeah, we can help you out with that. You want us to kind of torpedo anything that's said that would buttress his point of view? Yeah, we can help you out with that. And then when Trump takes office, he goes in front of Congress and says, yeah, I knew it was wrong, but they kind of forced me to do it. What bull hockey? Nobody forced him to do anything. He made a decision to do this. He made a decision because he thought he could curry up to power in this fashion. And now, out of this costume he's wearing, he's decided that's not the way to do it. The way to do it instead is, I know, I'll start talking MAGA things all the time. That'll get me closer to power. Sarah Wynne Williams says that Zuckerberg says he's for free speech, but since the mid-20-teens, he has been cozying up to the CCP and doing their bidding.
Mark Zuckerberg pledged himself a free speech champion. Yet I witnessed Meta work hand in glove with the Chinese Communist Party to construct and test custom-built censorship tools that silenced and censored their critics. When Beijing demanded that Facebook delete the account of a prominent Chinese dissident living on American soil, they did it, and then lied to Congress when asked about the incident in a Senate hearing.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. More from Sarah Wynne Williams coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for our Fireside Chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days, sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious late hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
723, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, at least so far, so good. 95 northbound in Harford County. No construction there right now at Route 24. So all the lanes are open. Just looking at both the harbor tunnels. Don't see anything out of the ordinary so far. 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. 895 just a little busy after the O'Donnell Street ramp. And then that traffic eventually down towards 95 Russell Street, 395, that interchange. The only thing that's slow is the ramp from 95 South, which will take you down onto the BW Parkway. That's a long, very long one-lane ramp that eventually takes you out onto the BW Parkway. So it's a little bit slow there just on that ramp. But everybody else on 95 is running okay all the way down to the Beltway on the Arbutus side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, mostly cloudy, dry today, high 70. Right now, temperatures are pretty much in the 50s, so you're not going to have to worry about that 70 degree for at least an hour or two. A little bit of rain here and there, too. 42 and a couple of sprinkles in Bel Air. Downtown Baltimore is 52 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. All right, Sarah Wynn Williams worked in an executive position at Meta. She was brought on board because she's a mom of three. They wanted the mom of three point of view. She was highly qualified for her job, and she kept running into situations where she thought, this is morally kind of sketchy. And while Zuckerberg was running around saying, we are simply not giving anything to foreign powers, we would never share people's metadata, that remains in our system and it's inviolate, can't be done, she says, no. It was being done a lot. They're like 2013, 2014, 2015. This isn't last week. She said Meta executives were sharing U.S. citizen metadata with China.
I watched as executives decided to provide the Chinese Communist Party with access to Meta user data, including that of Americans. Meta does not dispute these facts. They can't. I have the documents. As recently as this Monday, they claim that they do not operate their services in China. Another lie.
Another lie. And another lie. And another lie. How far back does this go?
They began offering products and services in China as early as 2014. That hasn't stopped. Their own SEC filings from last year show that China is now Meta's second biggest market. Meanwhile, Meta's AI model, Llama, has contributed significantly to Chinese advances in AI technologies.
Now, this started working in China. Well, it's just another company, just doing business in China, back in 2014. Within 12 months, they've been completely subverted.
Meta started briefing the Chinese Communist Party as early as 2015. These briefings focused on critical emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence. The explicit goal being to help China outcompete American companies.
That's the goal. And Zuckerberg was helping the Chinese Communist Party do exactly that, according to her testimony. One thing that she observed out of this is there's no guardrails in that company. They have no limits. There's no bridge too far.
There was no bridge too far. Meta built a physical pipeline connecting the United States and China. Meta executives ignored warnings that this would provide backdoor access to the Chinese Communist Party, allowing them to intercept the personal data and private messages of American citizens.
Yeah, personal data of individual American citizens. You, me. Everybody here probably has been on Facebook for even a minute and a half. And then this is the final note from her. As I noted earlier on the half hour, she's been threatened. They're going after her. They're trying to make sure she says nothing. She's in front of Congress testifying in violation of that gag order. And she realizes there are consequences for this. She also feels physically under threat.
The American people deserve to know the truth. Meta has been willing to compromise its values, sacrifice the security of its users, and undermine American interests to build its China business. It's been happening for years, covered up by lies, and continues to this day. I am here at considerable personal risk because you have the power and the authority to hold them accountable.
Now, I would advise you, if you have the opportunity, check it out, check her out, because these are, you know, I can't give the whole testimony here. I tried to give the highlights. It was a long testimony. And it's Sarah with an H, Wynn Williams, W-I-N-N-Williams. You'll find a number of bites from her on Facebook, on YouTube. You'll find a number of bites, information for her in virtually every news media around. Check it out. 7:30 right now. More to come on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. First on news and Julie Ryder.
Good morning. Baltimore County Police say a 16-year-old boy is dead following a Sunday afternoon shooting in the Wilkins precinct. Police were called to the 4000 block of Allen Drive shortly after 2 p.m. and found a teen suffering from at least one gunshot wound. That victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives are asking anyone with info to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Two students who attended Dundalk Middle School in 2004 and five have filed a lawsuit against a former school resource officer. According to the lawsuit filed in Baltimore County Circuit Court, James Blankenship Jr. took advantage of his authority role in the school to gain students' trust as a role model and mentor before sexually assaulting them. The students, who are now adults, claim they were abused on multiple occasions. Blankenship is a registered sex offender after previous child sex abuse cases from Maryland in 2006 and Delaware in 2015. Anne Arundel County Police arrested a Hanover man on drug-related charges. Police made a traffic stop in the parking lot of the Walmart in Pasadena late Thursday. During a search of the suspect's vehicle, they found items consistent with drug distribution, including suspected fentanyl, oxycodone, 61 bags of cannabis, plus packing materials and cash. 29-year-old Zumrawi Yagub was taken into custody and charged accordingly. And Johns Hopkins University is launching a virtual briefing series for the school community to share updates on recent federal actions that range from reductions in research funding to immigration enforcement. The university says the community update series begins Tuesday at 1 p.m. with a conversation about immigration and visas. Registration is not required, but a Johns Hopkins ED login is needed to access that event. Coming up, we take a check of traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement.
Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 601, and the pick 4 was 7749. Now traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, on a loop of the Beltway on the Parkville side is a little bit slow as you're coming over from Bel Air Road through the ramps at Hartford Road. Just on the right side, there are a couple of things. This might be a traffic stop. Outer loop right after the ramp at Bel Air Road with the state police there. And then after that, right before Hartford Road, there's a very large broken down vehicle off to the right shoulder as well, but they're kind of looking at it right through there, but with the lanes open. But after that, it looks like we're going to be fine as we're heading over eventually towards Paring Parkway, and I'm looking at the camera now. Yeah, much better at Paring and then up the hill towards Providence Road. JFX, you're still clear. Good to go from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds today, but it's a dry day and a mild afternoon, 70 the high. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, and then a brief shower possible tomorrow morning. Still mild tomorrow, 68 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wish you could save on home insurance? With Allstate, you could easily save and get quality protection. Yep, it's a win-win. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The eighth inning yesterday against the Blue Jays proved to be the undoing for the Orioles.
And the 0-2 to Bichette is lined into left, a base hit. Clementon to score, and the Blue Jays have come back to tie it.
That call courtesy of Blue Jays TV. Bichette single tied it at 6, and the Jays would go on to win it in 10-7-6, the final, denying the Orioles their first series win of the year. Manager Brendan Hyde asked in the postgame about the availability of Felix Bautista in the fateful eighth. Here's the exchange.
You know, maybe a healthy Felix in 2023 can pitch in the eighth there or in the tenth there. It's still not fully back yet.
He's not fully back yet, that's why I didn't pitch.
And that's basically all he had to say about that. Elsewhere in baseball, the Orioles aren't the only team with a depleted pitching staff. The Yankees lose starter Marcus Stroman with an inflamed knee. Already lost for New York this year, Garrett Cole for the year, and last year's AL Rookie of the Year, Luis Gil, for the foreseeable future. The 89th Masters ended in dramatic fashion yesterday at Augusta.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Rory McIlroy emerges victorious over Justin Rose with a 4-foot birdie putt on the first playoff hole. McIlroy, after blowing a 4-stroke lead on the second nine, becomes the 6th golfer in history to complete the Grand Slam in the Masters era. McIlroy after the match.
Look, it's a dream come true. I've dreamt about that moment for as long as I can remember.
Wearing the green jacket. Meanwhile, at Bristol, Hendrick Motorsports Kyle Larson, racing just days after his friend and PR executive John Edwards passed away, picks up his second cup win in a dominating performance, leading in 411 of the 500 laps. It's Larson's 31st career cup win, and it's his third at Bristol in the last 6 years. To the ice we go with Alex Ovechkin patrolling the slot.
To Strome, and here's Ovechkin! He scores! Alex Ovechkin, 896, right on the hop!
John Walton with a call on Monumental, but it was the lone Caps goal of the game in a 4-1 loss. Caps, though, have clinched Eastern Conference home ice. And by the way, when the regular season ends later this week, none of the four U.S. teams of the original six will make the playoffs for the first time in the 93-year history of the National Hockey League. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the NBA, the WNBA has a problem.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire?
or already retired? Let Griebin Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Griebin Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Griebin Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, the WNBA's issue is paying its players. Mm-hmm. Projected number one overall WNBA draft pick Paige Bueckers, who just won the national championship with UConn, is signing a three-year deal with the three-on-three league called Unrivaled, sources told ESPN, and her first-year salary will pass what she makes in all 4 years of her WNBA rookie contract. The number one pick in the WNBA will get a $78,000, that's it, $78,000 contract. Bueckers will make $300,000 in her first year, almost $1 million for 3 years. Now, this isn't an existential threat to the league because they don't coincide.
No.
In other words, the Unrivaled League is from January to March. The WNBA is from May to September. So players can play in both.
Oh, okay.
But the question is, if you're going to make that much money playing 2-3 months January to March, is it that important to play in the WNBA? I don't know the answer to that, okay? Especially since they get all this money from endorsements, etc. But it is something to think about.
Yeah. I frankly, until Caitlin came along, I never watched 1 minute of WNBA. Even when Elena Deladon was up at University of Delaware, I saw one of the women's games up there, but never watched a game of the NBA.
Yeah, she was a terrific player. Yeah. Look, I got to admit, I mean, the same thing with me. Caitlin Clark's a game changer in terms of the WNBA. And she's coming to Baltimore. She's going to be here twice when they play the Mystics play the Indiana Fever in May, and then I think again in September, if I'm not mistaken.
And by the way, we all want to thank you for getting us tickets for that. I know Julie and I were just talking about
it. Did you get them in the mail yet?
Yeah, Julie and I were talking about this a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the mail, like the check.
Okay, right? Thanks, Gary. Yeah. Well, we'll check back with you,
you will.
At the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive, and I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean Casey is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Well, one of the things that happened this past week was another moment of transparency from the Trump administration. Remember that Joe Biden, how secretive his annual physicals were, how he was disinclined to take a cognitive test. You know, as a matter of fact, he went on camera, me, take a cognitive test? Why, I'm as sharp as a marble. I don't have to do that. Caroline Leavitt talked about Donald Trump's physical and the transparency of what was going to happen, because reporters will find out pretty much anything they need to know.
There was certainly a lack of transparency from the former president, from the entire former administration, and frankly, a lot of people in this room when it came to the health and the competence of the former president of the United States, Joe Biden. There was one of the greatest cover-ups and, frankly, political scandals this nation has ever seen. It's been unraveled in some recent books that are being written by journalists who engaged in that cover-up and scandal, which is quite ironic. But this president is clearly committed to transparency.
Yeah. Much of this is ironic because some of them actually were there in the room with her asking questions as if they hadn't been in town during the 4 years of the Biden administration. They knew nothing about those horrible reporters who lied to the American public for 4 years straight. And they were complicit. I mean, you heard the soundbite earlier, if you were with us, earlier this morning from Chuck Todd saying, well, maybe people just didn't want to say something that might help Donald Trump. That's not a reporter's job. That may be an editorialist's job. That's an opinion maker's job. But a reporter's job, I don't know, I took some courses at the Medill School of Journalism way back before they paved the roads. And it seems to me it was who, what, when, where, why, and how. You're supposed to figure that stuff out. And that's your job. Doesn't matter what your political opinions are. Matter of fact, I couldn't tell from the news departments that I worked with until I got up on the Hill. And then I saw very clearly what the political biases were in the TV side. But I had no idea what the political point of view is for the guys I worked with, the women I worked with. None. As news people, because I wasn't supposed to know, and I wasn't supposed to be able to tell from their reporting. So it's not a big surprise that those individuals who call themselves reporters under the Biden administration had no interest whatsoever in saying, wow, did I blow that one? Yep, I misled you folks. Yeah, you know, I hate Donald Trump so much that I distorted my reporting for 4 years straight because I knew that Joe Biden was barely there. I don't know who was running the White House, but it sure as hell wasn't good old Scranton Joe. Nobody said that. Nobody. This president is different. By the way, his health is excellent. At least according to some medical experts, others disagree.
This crazy tariff war that nobody asked for, where he basically is invoking emergency powers, the same thing that he did under the Alien Enemies Act, like the fact that no one is questioning his mental acuity or fitness to serve is beyond wild to me, right?
Nobody's questioning his mental acuity. He just had that in his physical. He's fine, Jasmine, but thanks for weighing in. 743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. All you have to do, give us a call, 410-WCBM-680. You can be our contestant for Choose the Fake News. That comes up in around 60 seconds or so, following Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the 3s. Chuck?
Brought to you as a service, Suburney's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Been looking at the west side here between I-70 and Route 40 West. Even the interloop had gotten a little bit slow, crossing Route 40 and up towards I-70. Been looking up and down the roadway here. Didn't see anything. Doesn't take much. All we have to do is have a broken down vehicle on either side of the roadway, and we get that delay. So right now, it's on the interloop coming up from Edmondson. It's on the outer loop coming south from I-70. And then the Parkville side had a little bit of a slowdown there as well. Got a little better at Bel Air Road. That traffic stop that was on the outer loop at Bel Air Road, that cleared. And then that very large broken down vehicle on the right side at Hartford Road still grabbing some attention. But everybody's moving. Overall, it's not really too bad. JFX is still good. We've been fine at both the Harbor Tunnels, the exit ramp from 95 South onto Russell Street, and then down to the BW Parkway. That's been the slowdown. Had a wreck early this morning in Montgomery County. Still there, southbound Route 29 in the area of New Hampshire Avenue. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway still slows, but with the normal delay from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Georgia Avenue ramps. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. We're still waiting for our contestant. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Outside today is going to be nice, around 70 degrees outside for the high. Overnight showers and thunderstorms possible. Tomorrow in the morning, it should clear off. Mild and high tomorrow of around 68 degrees. Dundalk has 48. Bel Air has 42 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And I think it is time for us to go to the Choose Your Fake News box here on the program schedule. And now, of course, we have a contestant coming in. Kristen's occupied with that for just a couple of seconds. And so I'll let folks know that the rules of the game. I'll give you three stories. You'll have to choose which one of the three stories is fake news. If you're correct in that guess, whoever the contestant happens to be, then indeed you will win cool stuff celebrating WCBM's 100 years on the air. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just amazing. Just truly amazing. Mm-hmm. All right. This is great because I know, Chuck, that you enjoy it always when this contestant calls in because you just like saying her name. It's Honey in Towson. Hi, Honey.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine.
All right. Much better now that you're on the air with us.
Yes. Honey, would you like to go first, second, third, or fourth?
I would like to go third.
And would you like some
sandwich? Okay.
Would you like to go, would you like separation from Chuck, or would you like
to not separated.
And snuggle right up next to him.
I'll snuggle right up next to him.
Ooh, okay then.
Oh, let me still my heart. Wait, I'm having palpitations here. Hold on now.
Here are your three stories. A helicopter in South Africa managed to land safely after a penguin nudged the controls. Penguin was inside a cardboard box, was slipped off the lap of a researcher after the helicopter set off from Bird Island, the Eastern Cape Province, on January 19th. The pilot of the helicopter had a heart attack, and the plane pitched badly to the forward. And if not for the penguin's box hitting the aileron, whatever the thing is, it would have crashed. Instead, the helicopter landed safely, and that proves once and for all that, yes, indeed, penguins can fly.
Wow.
Story number two.
Can we go now?
A man has been arrested for mailing condoms to a postal worker filled with bodily fluid. This is from Osaka, Japan. Police have arrested a 43-year-old post office worker from Kyoto on suspicion of disrupting post office operations by sending used condoms to his co-worker, who apparently he's not particularly fond of. He was identified after a DNA test. Gee, I wonder how nice it is for those people. Well, I got plenty of DNA samples here. And story number three. Scientists have now found a 520-million-year-old miracle, a fossil with the brains and the guts intact. They did not specify in which House of Congress they found that, but apparently they're doing tests on the DNA. The brain appears to not have very many wrinkles in it. The wrinkles indicate, you know, higher intelligence, so chances are the brain was a Democrat. All right, so we have our choices. Choice number one. Penguin safely lands a helicopter. Choice number two, man arrested for mailing personal satisfaction devices. I just invented that word. And story number three, a 520-million-year-old miracle, a fossil with brains and guts. Let's start with you, Julie.
Bruce, I just cannot believe that a penguin was able to safely land a helicopter. Well, that his box could hit the stick and that would land safely. So I'm calling fake news on number one.
All right. We'll go with Chuck Whitaker.
Three, please.
Let's go to number three, the brain. Kristen. Wait. Honey, you got to be right next to Chuck. I'm so sorry. Honey.
I do. And Chuck chose three?
Yes,
correct?
I did.
Okay, I'm going with Chuck.
Oh, okay. Mm. Oh, okay.
Got you.
And probably wrong, but that's okay.
And Kristen.
I think I'm with Julie on number one. Although if I'm wrong, maybe we need more penguins in the airplanes and helicopters right now.
Really?
But I don't know if that's a lot of things to align up there. So I'll say
the Pittsburgh Penguins land all the time.
Exactly. No one chose story number two, the man arrested in Osaka after providing DNA evidence. That's enough said on that story. That is a true story. Story number three, Chuck chose, and also did Honey. Scientists found a 520-million-year-old fossil brain with brains and guts. That's a true story.
That is a true story,
honey.
I led you down the wrong path.
So congratulations
to... God, Chuck, you ruined my Monday.
I'll call you later and apologize.
Isn't that nice, Chuck?
Leave your number with Kristen. I'll call you later.
Even when your wife is sound asleep, you do have a woman here to tell you she ruined her day. First thing in the morning.
That's not the first woman who's told me that.
Today.
Oh, my God, two times, and I still haven't won.
Wow.
I guess I'm going to have to go on my own the next time.
Yeah, that's what most of the women tell me.
Honey, have a great day, everybody.
I love you, Chuck, but I have to go on my own.
Have a great day, honey. We'll talk next time you call in. Yeah, story number two, actually, it's exactly the opposite. The penguin managed to crash the helicopter.
Yeah.
The box slid forward, and he crashed the helicopter. That is indeed fake news. So the ladies here, both Kristen and Julie, got it right. And
I know.
You guys bombed out.
I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the law of nature, Chuck.
Law of nature. Sometimes you can't help it. Once a moron, always a moron.
And more on that coming up.
I'm a Baltimore on. There we go.
751, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it. Minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53 Monday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
One of our listeners called in, said there may be a wreck on Cromwell Bridge Road right off the Beltway. So a lot of traffic there up around the Loch Raven area. So keep an eye out for that. Beltway's been a little bit slow in spots on the west side between I-70 and Route 40 on both the inner and the outer loop. A little slow at Hartford Road. And from time to time, there has been some backing, mainly southbound, going into both the harbor tunnels, but the lanes are clear. JFX, you're fine from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today, around 70 degrees, mostly cloudy skies and dry. Overnight, a couple of showers possible. It'll clear away in the morning. Tomorrow's high around 68 degrees. Baltimore right now has 52. A lot cooler in Aberdeen, 39 in Aberdeen this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. How do you pass this along to you? I find this kind of stuff interesting. I received an email. We had this conversation on a Friday. Julie, you probably remember. A conversation on a Friday on the real ID thing.
Oh, yeah.
And fine. And people have different views on it. And one thing you have to understand is the real ID applies to you if you think you want to fly somewhere. Okay? Please note, airlines are not run by the government. They're private companies. They can ask you for any ID they want. They can put any restrictions they want and you accept on your ability to fly on their aircraft. There's no infringement of your rights if an airline says, I'm sorry, you cannot fly with us. It's happened before for a number of different reasons. People have always sued the airline about this kind of stuff, and they always lose. It says everything from a guy who smells incredibly bad, I mean, hadn't showered in 2 months, and they said, no, sir, I'm sorry, we're not going to put you on a plane with the rest of our passengers, to, I can't remember if it was a male or female, weighed around 400 pounds. Didn't want to pay for the extra seat. Refused to. Sat in the middle seat. And, of course, that means nobody else can sit in that row. And they said, sorry, you cannot fly on our aircraft. Again, another lawsuit and another win for the airline company. You don't have a constitutional right to drive a car. They can put any restrictions on your ability to drive a car that they're willing to do and that you are willing to accept. Having a real ID for those individuals who choose to drive a car on roads paid for by the rest of us, with the rest of us out there on the roads, I have no problem with this. But I got this this text from me, and it was back and forth. Kind of interesting. Well, Bruce, since people like you are hunky-dory with us showing papers just to fly within the country, you'll probably be one of the first to bend the knee when they finally enact papers, please, with the weakest excuses, too. And I responded, because this is a slippery slope argument. You know, if you're okay with them saying you have to have an ID to get on the aircraft, then you're okay with them saying you have to fly standing up and I can make you undress in the middle of flight whenever we want to. And if you don't like it, we're going to throw you out of the aircraft. It's a slippery slope. Well, A does not necessarily lead to five. I mean, A leads to B, B leads to C, but A doesn't lead to 17. It got this response. I'm not interested in your response, Bruce. This tells me that you don't have the understanding or the ability to defend your position on papers, please, when it comes to real ID. I said, it's a slippery slope argument. I said, unfortunately, my argument, my position is very clear. They have the right to do this stuff. It does not lead to despotic behavior on the half of the government. It just doesn't. And so if you have a problem with that, then all right, you don't fly anywhere. Not a big deal. I mean, we'll miss you. And if you have a problem with that, you're probably not going to have a driver's license with a photo on it. You're going to run around saying, I was a sovereign citizen, and you'll be arrested. It's okay. We'll miss you. But it's not something that I'm going to spend an awful lot of time full of angst about. But the idea is somehow that if you contact somebody, this is kind of a liberal mindset. If you're in a discussion with somebody and they don't agree with you 100%, they must be stupid. That's not my mindset. People disagree with me all the time. And some of them have very well-founded disagreements. One of my good friends, been friends for a lifetime, since college, a guy named Kurt. Kurt worked with the campaign of the one in Michigan. What's her name again?
Whitmer.
Not Whitmer. The Arab gal. I'm blanking on which
Tlaib.
One.
Tlaib.
Tlaib, yeah. Rashida Tlaib. He believes strongly in her positions. I don't. We're still buds. It's okay. It's fine. You know, we don't have to be at each other's throats every second. We don't have to agree with each other, either in this forum or in that, every second for us to be okay with each other. Really. It's pretty simple. You can disagree with somebody without them assuming you're stupid if you base it on logic and intellect. And one of the things that happened, it's really fascinating to me. One of the things that happened early on when I was in high school debate classes, you learn the logical flaws. Slippery slope is one of them. You know, ad hominem attacks are one of them. There are a number of them that you learn what they are so you can spot them in debate. And actually, that's the one thing I learned in high school that's actually very useful to me here on talk radio. So I respect his point of view. Again, you know, if you don't want to fly because you don't believe in real ID, we'll miss you.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It happened as people were gathered to observe Palm Sunday, Russian missiles striking the Ukrainian city of Sumy, killing at least 34 people, wounding more than 110 others, President Trump condemning the attack.
I think it was terrible, and I was told they made a mistake, but I think it's a horrible thing. I think the whole war is a horrible thing.
Correspondent Charles Deladesma says a Russian struck beyond Sumy as well.
Firefighters battle blazes in Odessa after overnight strikes. At least 9 people were injured in the attacks, which was carried out with drones. The Ukrainian military's general staff reports in the space of 24 hours, Russia had launched one missile and 128 airstrikes at targets across the whole country.
The ongoing Russian aggression comes as the U.S. tries to broker an end to the war in Ukraine. Talks between Iran and the United States over Tehran's rapidly expanding nuclear program appear ready to leave the Middle East. An unnamed Italian source says the next round will be taken.
taking place in Rome. There are questions about security surrounding the Pennsylvania governor's mansion in Harrisburg after an arsonist broke in and started a fire. No injuries, 38-year-old suspect under arrest. Wall Street futures have, so far at least, been sharply higher this morning as President Trump stands by his policy on tariffs, insisting that any short-term pain will be more than offset by long-term gain for America.
Nobody should be so rigid. We will. You have to have a certain flexibility. And we're doing really well, and financially our country is going to be stronger than it's ever been.
The president has exempted electronics from 145% China tariffs, but says additional levies are on the way for semiconductors and computer chips. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 466 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 349. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
You want to give your dogs the very best. No matter what they're eating, you should add Dr. Fido's to every bite. Don't just take our word for it.
I just started giving Kipper tons of the Dr. Fido's product. He actually started eating all of his food. Like, I actually had to give him more. The product has been very successful for both dogs.
Go to drfidos.com and subscribe to save $20 each month. That's drphytos.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Beltway right now looks good. Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville, and even on the west side with the lanes open. JFX still running fine after Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. And we're looking live. There's only a brief slowdown right now, 895, right before the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95 is clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds today, but it's a dry day and a mild afternoon, 70 the high. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, and then a brief shower possible tomorrow morning. Still mild tomorrow, 68 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. The Trump administration continues to push back on court rulings. It must return a Maryland man mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador. In a court filing Sunday, the Department of Justice said the courts have no authority to force the administration to seek the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The Supreme Court last week ordered the administration facilitate Abrego Garcia's release, but gave no timetable. Lawyers for Abrego Garcia argued the administration should send a plane to bring him back and that a contempt of court hearing should be held. The government argues courts can't tell the executive branch how to conduct foreign policy since Abrego Garcia is in El Salvadorian custody. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier submitted her proposed $4.8 billion budget for fiscal year 2026. The county executive says despite state budget reductions and rising economic uncertainty at the federal level, the budget plan is a responsible path forward that builds on the county's progress and invests in the future. The council is scheduled to vote on that budget May 22nd. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Orioles with a day off today, giving them a chance to process yesterday's 7-6 come-from-ahead loss to the Blue Jays. Toronto tying it with 3 in the 8th and winning it in the 10th. Birds sit now at 6-9 on the season, their last place in the East. Tied with the Yankees for highest starting rotation earned run average in the league. Here's the manager after the game.
Give them credit that they took good at-bats off Soto. Bichette got that piece of enough of one off of Cano there to drive in the tying run. Rutch hits a huge double, gives a position to try to win the game. Just didn't happen.
The old fallback, give them the credit indeed. O's have yet to win a series this year, have yet to win back-to-back games, in fact. Guardians in town for the first of three tomorrow night at 7:05. Game to be broadcast, by the way, on TBS. It wasn't easy, but Rory McIlroy made history yesterday at Augusta.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Despite giving up four strokes on the second nine and missing a five-footer on the 72nd hole, Rory McIlroy endures to win the 89th Masters on the first playoff hole. The 35-year-old now becomes the sixth golfer in history to complete the career Grand Slam in the Masters era. Coming up in 30 minutes, Joe Flacco back in the league. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
WCB. Wherever you go, listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Comparing ballparks. Backstory is we're going to go out and visit our daughter sometime this summer. Actually, this is like almost a sunny second honeymoon thing. We're going to go out to the Napa Valley where we stayed way back when we got married. This is right after the Gold Rush, if you recall correctly. And then we're going to stop in St. Louis on the way back and visit with our daughter for a couple of days. And a friend of mine who also lives in St. Louis and my son-in-law, it was my daughter's husband, and me, and maybe my son, if I can convince him to come out. We're going to drive from St. Louis up to Kansas City to watch a ball game because I want to see a ball game in every major league park. It's just one of those things, bit by bit. Figure I get one or two parks a year, then I'm going to get there. There are a lot of parks I've not gotten to yet. One or two I got to, like, in my youth, where Old Comiskey Park doesn't exist anymore. I mean, so there are situations like that that have come up. And actually, I've never seen the game inside Wrigley. I've seen games sitting on the roof across the street. This is before the Cubs bought the rooftops from these people. I knew somebody who knew somebody who lived there. We went up and lawn chairs, watched the game. But I'd like to be inside Wrigley. So a lot of ballparks to go. A lot of ballparks to go. Talk Radio 680 WCB. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Mike has been hanging for a bit. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for hanging on.
Hi, Bruce. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thanks.
Good. The real ID, I think the whole thing behind it, I mean, I hate to be morbid about it, but you show your real ID when your driver's license when you first check in the TSA.
Yeah.
And they take your picture and all that kind of stuff. That means that you have your driver's license, which has the real ID star on it, in your pocket when you get on that plane. If for some reason, unfortunately, that plane crashes and they have to start identifying people, they have the pilot obviously has the manifest as to who's supposed to be on the plane, but some people miss flights. And if you have an ID on you and you're deceased and they're searching your body and they find the ID, then they know who you are and they're able to identify you.
Yeah, so it's either in your pocket or your wallet.
It's just a security thing for yourself and for them. So they know who you are throughout the entire process.
Well, I don't think it's unreasonable for airlines to be able to say under what conditions you can get on their airplane.
Exactly.
I mean, it's their airplane, not mine. It doesn't belong to the government. This isn't the government requiring you to do something. This is the airline saying, if you have a real ID, fine, hop on the airplane. If not, you better either have a passport or something else that clearly establishes who you are. And if you don't have that, you're not flying with us because we've had bad experiences. There were 19 guys who took a handful of our planes years back and didn't work out real well. So I have no problem with this, but it doesn't necessarily lead to an autocratic state where we're being asked for our papers when you cross from Pikesville into Owings Mills. I mean, that's, to me, that's just...
It's just to let them know who you are.
Yep.
I mean, if you fly on an airline like Southwest where it's open seating, or at least for now, you can sit anywhere on the plane. So, yeah, they know you're on the plane, but they don't know where you are on the plane. Or if you fly with one of the other airlines where you had to buy the seat, well, they know that you bought seat 2E in row 37. They know that you're supposed to be there.
Yeah, the chances are, by the way, that I will be in the middle seat between two large women. That's just simply the way it works out. I'm flying by myself. It's inevitable. And we'll be fighting over the armrest for the entire damn flight.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I had that happen to me on a plane back in February.
what's your strategy, Mike? For me, get your arm positioned and never lift it up, ever. My arm is on the armrest. I'm not lifting it up until I get off the plane. I don't care if I have to go to the bathroom. My arm is staying here.
Yeah. Well, I was in the window seat, and I was scrunched up against the wall the whole time.
Sure, yeah.
Tampa to Baltimore.
You get to sit sideways. It's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for your call, Mike.
Take care.
410-WCBM-680. Coming up, the guy who runs BlackRock, which is the world's largest investment company, on his perception of where the economy is now, and should we all be tearing our hair out and deciding we're going to go live on an island somewhere off the grid. First, though, 813, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
We're back down towards Annapolis, I-97 southbound right here at Route 32. All is well. Good trip. No backup there right now at all, coming down from Benfield Boulevard, and then 50 around the area at Santee Point through Whitehall Road, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge. All the lanes are open, and again, good travel through there. There may be some debris on the roadway. The report was northbound on the BW Parkway near the airport cutoff at I-195, so the road range is going to be in that area. There's a new minor wreck, but it's at Pimlico, so watch for that in the city. Belvedere Avenue at Park Heights Avenue up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're taking a look at a high today of around 70 degrees, possibly through tomorrow, showers overnight, and then tomorrow mild and a high just about 68 degrees. 39 in Aberdeen right now, and Hunt Valley has 48 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:15. Time once again for us to find out which lefty has completely lost it, and this is a choice one. So please, off to the big top we go. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's time for us to head to the circus. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps one pencil neck Schiff. Now, he has always been known for a guy who always tells the truth, never fudges facts, never claims to have information he does not have. Oh, wait, I'm not talking about him. Anyway, here he is.
If he does continue along this tariff, destroy our economy, this self-inflicted wound to our economy, Republicans are going to abandon him like rats off a sinking ship. It's unsustainable.
Completely unsustainable. Not quite sure when that's going to happen. I think that begins to happen, actually, shortly after he releases, that is, he being Adam Schiff, releases all of the information he has proving Russia was a real thing. So please don't hold your breath on that. But then Schiff decides to be a normal guy. Here's a tip. If you're going to be a normal guy, learn how to say things that are normal.
He's just shooting from the seat of his pants.
Shooting from the seat of his pants.
Shooting from the seat of his pants.
I don't get it. And he's hitting everybody in the worst of ways. So if he keeps that up, and he is probably just too capricious not to, I think you are going to see Republicans abandon him as they fear their own constituents more than they fear his wrath.
Yes, nothing more dangerous than a man who is shooting from the seat of his pants. Thank you, Senator Schiff. Please get back in the clown car. Sit in that seat right there. How? Yeah, use the seat of your pants to do it. And get out of here. Shooting from the seat of his pants. God bless him. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And of course, the Democrats continue to have problems with some of the basic things in life. Adam Schiff has problems with, you know, shooting from the hip, shooting from the seat of the pants. You can tell where his focus is. I'm just saying. But, of course, many Democrats have problems just even articulating the name of the current sitting president.
Donald Trump.
And Donald Trump.
That's one bonehead name.
Now, of course, we know that President Trump ignores the truth.
President Trump. Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
President Trump. Trump.
Donald Trump.
Now, the part of Donald Trump.
We all saw what happened when Donald Trump was in power.
When Donald Trump was in power.
That's not my name.
Trump's entanglement. I make this work quite more difficult.
You guys, you know what? You're nuts. You're all nuts.
Yes, they are. And apparently incapable of doing the most normal things the most normal people would do. But, of course, they're just shooting by the seat of their pants. Mike Davis runs the Article 3 Project, and he says one thing for the Democrats to remember while they're tearing their hair out about these horrible things that are going on in the country, for example, deportation of violent illegal aliens, is this is what Trump campaigned on and why he was elected.
President Trump campaigned on the fact he's going to secure our border and he's going to deport illegal immigrants, particularly those who support Hamas. And that's exactly what President Trump is doing here. Not only does he have that power, that duty under our immigration statutes, he also has that duty as commander-in-chief to make sure we do not have these dangerous individuals in our country.
819, Talk Radio 680. WCBM, we are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean Casey has the morning off. We'll be back at full strength tomorrow, coming up right at 9:05 this morning, of course. It's Kim Klasick Live.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up, Larry Fink. Larry Fink is the guy who heads BlackRock. And they have more money under their wings from investors than I think anybody else in the world. They are the world's largest investment company. He obviously, Larry Fink, knows the economy and knows the ins and outs of money very, very well. Actually, I'll start a bit right now, and we'll pick up more after the traffic. Fink, interviewed, was asked initially, let's talk about tariffs. What about this 90-day postponement?
The 90-day pause actually makes things more elongated. So we really don't know what the outcome will be in terms of our policies across the world on these tariffs. But for our investors who are mostly retirement, investing for retirement, our job is to have conversations about helping them move beyond the ups and downs, the chaos, the fear. If you are investing for a 10-year, 20-year, 40-year outcome, it really doesn't matter what's happening at the moment.
No, it doesn't. I mean, getting people beyond the I have to check the market every day mentality is a chore. But if you have a 20-year window and you know you are invested in good companies that have a good financial record and they have a good product, they're going to go up and they're going to go down. But over time, they'll go up more than down. If you're not sure you want to choose individual companies yourself, then you hire a firm to choose the companies for you. And they bundle them together into a mutual fund. And they're mutual funds with all kinds of different levels of risk. You can get a bond fund, mutual bond fund, bonds from everywhere. You can get a very conservative growth or a very conservative value of portfolio or a growth portfolio or a new company portfolio. You can get any, you can choose any bond or stock fund you want and just then don't pay attention to it. Check it every 6 months. But you got 20 years. Chill. 823. Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic over there on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I got 20 years once, but the sentence was suspended.
Yes, nice.
Ooh, that was scary.
Well said.
Thank you. The interloop of green spraying is slowing. I don't see anything in the roadway, but suddenly they just started to grind down to a little bit of a stop right here as you're passing the ramp in Green Spring. So I've been looking ahead. The traffic after the JFX is clear, so keep an eye on this. There's a very wide median there, so anything there could be a broken down vehicle, might be a wreck before the JFX, so we'll keep an eye on that. But you're slowing as you're coming east from Park Heights Avenue, and that was a little unusual because we were wide open there for the last half an hour or so, and now we have the backup. If you're in the Pimlico area in the city, there's a minor wreck there at Park Heights Avenue at Belvedere Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Right now, Reisterstown has 45 degrees. Severna Park has 46. Parkville currently has 47. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, mostly cloudy, dry today and high 70. Overnight showers and thunderstorms tomorrow's high should be just about 68 degrees. All right, more from Larry Fink, who is a guy who heads BlackRock. Obviously, a guy with that kind of responsibility is very, very well versed in the markets and in the value of money and how money works. And when asked, because of all the turbulence, last week was an up and down week. For those people who get up every morning and check the stock markets, it was Heartbreak City or Heartburn City for the entire week. And there are going to be more like that. This week may be another one of them. And the week after that may be another one of them. Fink says, don't pay attention to that stuff.
I'm actually quite constructive over the long run because the mega trends are not changed. The investing in AI and infrastructure and data centers, these are all going to be mega trends that are going to require huge investments and huge opportunities for our investors.
Yeah, huge opportunities for the investors. And that's very, very good news for the investors, particularly over time. And Fink says one thing that people haven't fully adjusted to yet, there used to be a dichotomy, what's good for Wall Street and then what's good for Main Street. There used to be different things. But they're not anymore. You have Wall Street and Main Street. They got married.
I think politicians have to wake up to the notion that Main Street and Wall Street, we've married. 62% of Americans have now invested in the equity markets. 20 years ago, it was less than 20%, and so there was a separation between Main Street and Wall Street. Because of the success of Americans investing in our greatest companies in the world to enjoy the growth of America.
Yeah, and that's quite a change. If you think about that, it used to be that only a certain class of individuals would actually invest. Now, a majority of Americans invest, and the majority keeps growing. And Fink says this more and more investment, the more it happens, the better it is for the individual, the better it is for the republic, and the better it is for the individual companies.
More and more people have invested in the markets. And to say that Main Street is over here and Wall Street is over here, that's wrong. We've gotten married.
He almost gleeful when he said that we got married. And I said, "Loaf." Yeah. And finally, this: you have the idea from Fink that if more and more have gotten married, that means more and more are enjoying the benefits of being married.
More and more Americans have enjoyed over the last 10 years this big upsurge in the value of companies in America's dominance and the opportunity to be a part of the growth of America. But when America has a cold, it impacts Main Street.
Yeah. If America gets a cold, everybody else in the world sneezes just a little bit. And so the rest of the world is a little shattered by what's been going on here as well. Don't worry. It's the old joke. You know, we're here to glue back all the pieces of your world before your mom gets home. It's fine. And there are going to be turbulent days. There are going to be up markets and down markets over time. The best place to have your investment, experts say, this isn't me, just experts say, best place to have your investments is in equities, making sure you have a balanced portfolio so that the equities all go to hell in a handbasket by the time you want to retire, that you have a steady source of income as well. Most people see that as bonds. Some people see that as annuities, but a steady source of income as well. Larry Fink, the guy knows what he's talking about. Just relax, take a deep breath, and then focus on something else, because focusing on this stuff, it's not worth it. Matter of fact, again, if you have cash on hand, buy when it's cheap, and now it's cheap. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404, or you find them online, TimKyleCompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company. 8:30 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather coming up. First, though, news, Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Baltimore County Police say a 16-year-old boy is dead following a Sunday afternoon shooting in the Wilkins precinct. Police were called to the 4000 block of Allen Drive shortly after 2 p.m. They found a teen suffering from at least one gunshot wound. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Detectives are looking for information. Two students who attended Dundalk Middle School in 2004 and 5 have filed a lawsuit against a former school resource officer. According to the lawsuit filed in Baltimore County Circuit Court, James Blankenship Jr. took advantage of his authority role in the school to gain students' trust as a role model and mentor before sexually assaulting them. The students, who are now adults, claim they were abused on multiple occasions. And Arundel County Police have arrested a Hanover man on drug-related charges. Police made a traffic stop in the parking lot of the Walmart in Pasadena late Thursday. And during a search of that suspect's vehicle, they found items consistent with drug distribution. Police say they recovered suspected cocaine and fentanyl, oxycodone, 61 bags of cannabis, including scales, packing materials, and cash. 29-year-old Zumrawi Yagub was taken into custody and charged accordingly. The FBI is offering a $250,000 reward for an Anne Arundel County man. Authorities said on Friday that Bhadresh Kumar Patel murdered his wife in 2015 at Dunkin' Donuts, where they both worked. He was last seen at Newark Penn Station. Police are asking the public to submit tips to call the police or the FBI. And Maryland Governor Wes Moore is in Japan and South Korea in support of bringing high-speed trains to Baltimore. The governor started his tour in Tokyo riding a train that levitates with speeds of up to 311 miles an hour. Officials say they've been trying to build the train for years and create its first leg from Baltimore to Washington. Coming up next, we'll check traffic plus the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
These are last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3, 601, and the pick 4 was 7749. Now with traffic and weather on the 3s, here's Chuck Whitaker.
I don't know what the problem was, but it has corrected itself. Interloop at Greenspring, we were backed up there about 10 minutes ago, and now it's cleared itself out, and we're okay through there, moving down the hill to the JFX and eventually over towards 83. Looking live here at both the harbor tunnels, and all is well, both on 95 and 895 southbound. The interchange a little busy right at Camden Yards, but all of the ramp area traffic is good. 95 Russell Street and the ramps at 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds today, but it's a dry day and a mild afternoon. 70 the high. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, and then a brief shower possible tomorrow morning. Still mild tomorrow, 68 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Interesting day yesterday for the Orioles, which ended in a 7-6 10-inning loss to the Blue Jays. Birds bashed two more home runs, saw their manager ejected early, disputing balls and strikes, and then watched a late three-run eighth-inning lead slip away. Post-game reaction from Jordan Westberg.
I think when the tendency is to start changing, you might lose the identity that we've worked all spring to build. So I think the most important part is just sticking to who we are, staying close here in this clubhouse, having each other's back, and just trusting that the product is just going to get better.
Birds find themselves at 6-9 on the season. They're in last place in the East. The Orioles are 3 games under .500. No team in the American League, by the way, though, is more than 3 games over. They've got the game. They've got the day off today. The Guardians will be in town tomorrow night to begin the 3-game set. The 89th Masters goes to Rory McIlroy.
It's a dream come true. I've dreamt about that moment for as long as I can remember.
McIlroy emerges victorious over Justin Rose with a 4-foot birdie putt on the first playoff hole after blowing a 4-stroke lead on the second nine and completes the Grand Slam. NASCAR at Bristol goes to Kyle Larson as the Hendrick Motorsports driver picks up his 2nd Cup win in a dominating performance. It's Larson's 31st career Cup win and 3rd in 6 years at Bristol. John Walton gets the call here, and you're going to hear it as the Capitals took on the Blue Jackets yesterday with Ovi patrolling the slot.
To Strome, and here's Ovechkin! He scores! Alex Ovechkin, 896, right off the hop!
But it was the lone Caps goal on the game in a 4-1 loss. The Caps, though, have clinched Eastern Conference home ice. Joe Flacco's back in the league. Cleveland re-signing the veteran for his 18th NFL season. Flacco turned 40 on January 16th. College lacrosse over the weekend. Terps goalkeeper Logan McEnany rewrote the record books as number 6 Maryland. Men's lacrosse ended number 2 Ohio State's 11-game winning streak. 13-8 was the final. McEnany with 10 saves is now Maryland's all-time saves leader. Elsewhere, UMBC gets hat tricks from 3 players, including Connor Chick at a South River High School, and they pummel Binghamton 17-7. Towson wins their 6th in a row, move to 5-0 in conference play with a 25-3 win over Hampton. Matt Burnham, a sophomore out of Loyola Blakefield, a career high with 6 goals. Hopkins loses their 4th in a row, 10-4 at Penn State. Blue Jays fall to 0-4 in Big Ten play. And finally, Army-Navy, big game. The number 5 Black Knights beat Navy in epic overtime game, 12-11. Jackson Eicher scores the game winner to thwart Midshipman's upset bid. The time now is 8:37. When we return, let's take that ballpark tour.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So your goal is to see all the ballparks, correct? All the current major league ballparks?
Yep.
So how many of the 30, how many so far?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I've seen many of them on this coast. I've not been up to Boston yet. I've not seen the Mets. I saw the Yankees in their ballpark, you know, the cathedral.
Well, the new cathedral, yeah. Which isn't like the old cathedral, yeah. But anyway.
Been to Philadelphia, saw a game there. Obviously, Memorial Stadium and Camden Yards here. Mm-hmm. And then nobody in Florida yet.
Okay. Well, what about these? Because these are some interesting ballparks. Have you ever been to AT&T Park in San Francisco?
Yes. I love the Splash Zone.
Great, great park.
Love it.
What about PNC in Pittsburgh?
No, not yet.
Okay. I want to go there. They've got the trains in the background. The train tracks running there. What about some old ballparks like Shea Stadium in New York?
Never saw Shea.
Candlestick?
I never saw Candlestick.
What about the Astrodome?
I've been in the Astrodome, but not for a ball game.
Okay.
Just like I've been in Arlington, Texas. I've been in that ballpark, but not for a ball game.
What about Chief Nakahoma, the old Brave Stadium?
No, I'm not. Although I almost got to see the Braves when they were in Milwaukee.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that you go back a little way there.
You spawn insane and pray for rain.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. People have the desire to go see all the major league ballparks, but you never hear anybody talk about go to all NFL stadiums, all NBA arenas, all NHL rinks. You never hear that.
Isn't that funny?
You just hear the baseball thing. Because they're all different.
Yeah. That you're right. They're all different. And that's part of the fun to me.
Absolutely.
Is checking them out, seeing what the differences are and seeing how the differences play. And I like to get a seat in the same general area each time around so I get the same perspective on the ballparks.
I wish you good health so that you can do it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Place. Talk Radio 680. By the way, you talked about thwarts. You said you thwarted somebody?
Thwarted somebody?
Yeah, you said their comeback was thwarted?
Yeah. Navy's comeback was thwarted.
That a thwart is a part of an undecked boat. That's like in a canoe, you sit on the thwarts.
THWART?
Yeah.
A thwart.
A thwart.
It's what now?
It's okay. If you have a boat with no deck, all right, okay. Like a canoe.
So a boat with no deck has a thwart.
The little pieces that go across, mm-hmm. The little seats on,
those are thwarts. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm going to sit on a thwart.
Yeah, so apparently their comeback was a canoe seat.
Mm-hmm. It was thwarted. I don't think I'm ever going to use that word again.
Ever again.
Yeah.
You'd be too embarrassed. With good reason. Well, you heard from Larry Fink from BlackRock the last hour. By the way, we had an interesting email on this. And I just disagree in concept. They said that BlackRock manipulated the housing market by buying homes with cash as potential homeowners waited for banks to approve their loans. Crooks. Well, I don't think that makes them crooks. I think that makes them investors. To purchase a home, you need a willing buyer and a willing seller at a sensible price. And if somebody came to me as a cash buyer and I was selling my home, sorry, that's the way it goes. And nobody's going to say, I'm going to wait around for the guy who has this house on a contingency. I mean, if my house is for sale and somebody says, I'm going to give you your price on your house or your price less 5% on your house, cash. Fine, we're done here. You have a deal. That doesn't make them a crook. That doesn't make me complicit in thievery. It means that I own a piece of property, willing seller, willing buyer, agreed price, period. But you heard anyway from Larry Fink from BlackRock. Now, Kevin O'Leary runs O'Leary Venture Capital. He does business in this country. He does business overseas as well. O'Leary is the guy on Shark Tank, Mr. Wonderful. And he says that there's a lot to learn from what we're doing wrong in China.
We have some real issues with them since 2000 when they came into the World Trade Organization. They've never complied by any of the rules. There are thousands of complaints registered at the WTO, and they've never been adjudicated, never been resolved.
No, never adjudicated, never resolved. But the key point is there, when they became a member of the World Trade Organization, they agreed to certain rules. They have ignored them. And the WTO has let them slide, and it's time for them to be booted out or simply accept that the WTO is a toothless tiger.
When I do business in China, I can't use their court system, and yet they can use ours. They can actually sue me here with knockoff products that they stole the IP from. And so we've got a really imbalanced playing field. It's not a level playing field at all.
Yeah, not a level playing field at all. And Larry says that one of the things she sees is we have to have financial reports and a prospectus has to be mailed to you before you buy and all this stuff. The Chinese, they just cheat. I mean, they cheat over and over again. We'll get to those comments and more from Kevin O'Leary coming up in a minute. First, though, it's 8:43. Talk Radio 680 WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels with 895 right here looking at it live. Slowing just a bit as you come down the hill and go into the tunnel on the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. But it's a speed reduction. That's all it is. Everybody's still good there. 95 and 395 Russell Street. In the Fort McHenry Tunnel, the lanes are open. Had a report there might be debris on the roadway, and I looked at the area. I don't see any impact. 95 southbound in Harford County at Route 24, and no construction today so far on the northbound side in that same area. Beltway looks good. JFX, you're wide open from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mostly cloudy and dry today and a high about 70 degrees. Overnight showers and thunderstorms possible through tomorrow morning, and they will then clear up during the course of the afternoon. Mild tomorrow and a high about 68 degrees. Right now, Baltimore has 56, Bel Air 49, Ellicott City also 49 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time now for our good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, there's a brand new old growth forest. These are 300-year-old trees along the Detroit River, and they have now gained recognition as an old growth forest. These are trees that have been around for longer than this country has been around. And who'd ever guess? They're right outside Detroit. A forest has stood undisturbed for centuries. You just wouldn't think that's probable right outside a metropolitan area. The Old Growth Forest Network, dedicated to producing trees and protecting trees in the U.S., has officially recognized 32 acres of 300-year-old trees right outside Detroit, Michigan. The grove is in what's called Humbug Marsh, which is south of the Welcome Center at Detroit River. Remarkably, about 20 miles from downtown, the Old Growth Forest Network aims to locate and designate these old growth areas and designate them as old growth trees. 300-year-old trees right outside Detroit. That the equivalent would be if all of a sudden we found 300-year-old trees, a block and a half from us here. We're in Pikesville, probably around 20 miles from downtown Baltimore. So let's assume we go across the street and right behind the Best Buy or whatever it is across the street and find an old growth forest. It's just not probable. And that's exactly what happened there. And that is indeed, that's awfully good news. And that is our good news segment of the day. Bit more from Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful. China, he says, cheats on the financial markets and people let China get away with it.
They get to use our capital markets, the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ. They list companies that are not compliant with general accounting principles. You don't even get a real share. You get a shadow share, and they don't provide the right financial statements, and they're not compliant.
Yeah, they don't comply. They don't comply with the standards necessary to have a company that you can invest in. And by that, I mean a company where you realize, well, here's their profit and loss sheet. It's a publicly held company. We can see what they did last year. We can see how much they're manufacturing. We can send stock analysts in to take a look at the company and give recommendations as to whether or not it's a buy, sell, or hold. They don't do that. And they're very secretive about what they will allow you to do. They're cheating. And O'Leary says, with all that background, he has the solution. Don't edge up the tariffs by 25% a week or a month. Simply bump it up to 400% right now, and either they'll begin to talk seriously about behaving themselves in the world markets, or they'll lose the United States market, and that is not a small market at all.
All of this stuff has to get resolved, and that's why my view is, why don't we just ratchet it up? Why mess around with these 25% a week increases? Just go to 400%, shut down a complete trade with China, and start squeezing them until they come to the table.
Now, obviously, the idea would be to not leave the 400% at 400%. The idea would be to get them to the table so they'll actually talk with us and be honest with us. Now, the problem I see with this, they were lying and cheating before. What is to prevent them from sitting down at the table and saying, oh, yeah, that's good. What possible kinds of inspection protocols would the Chinese allow on their own land to make sure they're not cheating starting tomorrow or the day after the agreement is sold or signed, rather? Look, we have trouble getting into examine things in Iran, much less China. And that's a vast country with lots of places to hide all kinds of things. The Chinese economy, at its core, depends upon exports. The United States market, the U.S. market, is 39% of all consumer goods purchased on the face of the earth. If people don't want to do business with 39%, all right, they don't have to. But there's no reason for us to say, you can do that. You can flood the market with products using stolen IP, which means we develop it, we think it through, then you steal one of our things, reverse engineer it, and claim it as your own. And since you're making it with slave labor, you can make it for less. We don't have to allow that. IP, intellectual property, has value. The Chinese don't recognize that. Seems to me the very, very first step is to say, hey, you've got to recognize that intellectual property has value, and you have to compensate people before you simply start using their intellectual property. Chinese do not think that way. They figure if you leave it out sitting on a shelf, they can pick it up and examine it, reverse engineer it, and it's theirs from that point forward. And again, although O'Leary, that sounds great, put it at 400%. If I'm the Chinese, knowing how the Chinese behave, yeah, okay, you got it. We'll behave ourselves. And next week, go back to what you were doing before, because they really don't have any control over us whatsoever. It's a tough one. 850 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBN. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in five easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
People in Washington, D.C. have never worked a damn day in their lives. They don't know what it's like and they don't care. They don't recognize that it's important to build stuff here. They don't recognize that their food comes from people who bust their asses across the country to plant seeds and raise livestock. They don't care because it arrives at their grocery stores and their Whole Foods or whatever, and they're taken care of. And they go to their jobs and they sit behind a desk and they push money around.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And I am really okay with that if they push some of it in my direction. I want to be really clear about that. I am that mercenary. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, we are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott coming up in a handful of minutes. Of course, Kim Klasick will be in. Kim Klasick Live, just saw her walk past the studio window. So she is here in good health and ready to go. And today's a Kim Klasick kind of day. 70 degrees. For her, that's like a little chilly. So expect her, Julie, expect her to walk in here wearing a coat.
Okay.
It's kind of what,
fur trim.
It's cold for her. Yeah. 70 degrees. She's not built for this. I mean, she has zero body fat.
Right.
So, unlike me, I'm pretty good at this stuff. You know, it's just ready for hibernation for the next couple of months. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. It's coming up on 8:53. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, tall, tan, rested. Our traffic person, man, thing. Chuck Whitaker.
Not ready for hibernation, I can tell you that.
No, really?
Summertime now.
Summertime.
Or will be soon, anyway.
Summertime.
Now, moving on, folks. That is not the change in the format we expected. The Beltway late ride looks good. Everybody's wide open here. JFX, no problems. Both the tunnels are clear. We'll take all of this now. A couple people have the week off. That's always good. And no major problems, no incidents right now as you're moving on the major highways. No construction even. Northbound 95 at Route 24. Late trip to Annapolis looks good. And even clear at I-97 at Route 32. And both sides of the Bay Bridge with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today, mostly cloudy and dry, high 70. Overnight, showers and thunderstorms possible. Tomorrow, tomorrow's low will be in the 50s. Tomorrow, back up to around 68 for the high. Hunt Valley right now, 52 degrees. Glen Burnie has 51 on Talk Radio 680 at WCBM. Coming up right after the 9 o'clock news, Kim Klasick Live. I'm a bit surprised, Julie, because I'd expected Kim to walk in. It's only 70 outside today, so I'm surprised there's no winter coat.
Is it 70? It's not 70 already, is it?
When no, it's going to be, though.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay. Well, yes, I'm doing no coat today.
Wow, brave.
I'm just going to pray it's a brave that girl. It all works out. Yeah, so, of course, we have lots to talk about today. We've got Will Hanna joining us at 10 a.m. Believe it or not, Will Hanna is a friend of the show. He explained some things that happened in immigration for us, but he's also the uncle of one of the nine-year-olds that was unfortunately killed in that crash in Baldwin County 2 weeks ago. And so now the family is asking for the police cam footage from that trooper and his vehicle, because they're saying that they did not give chase to the uncle that was driving the vehicle, but the family just wants to make sure of that. So we'll talk to Will Hanna about that. Also, LaToya Cagolo, a delegate from Anne Arundel County, she's going to join us at around 10:35 to give us like a wrap-up of the session. Again, this is her first session. You know, she was elected, well, selected and elected in a way, you know, at the beginning of the year. So I'm going to ask her how that was and what it looked like, because she only had about 3 days to prepare and dated staff together because they were filling the vacated seat. So we'll talk to her around 10:30. And then also Shaquille O'Neal shaking hands, high-fiving President Trump at the UFC fight. There are a lot of people online weighing in. I think it's really odd. I can't believe people believe at this point that those celebrities that are wealthy, I mean, you would have to just assume that they support President Trump. Like, why would they be a Democrat and support the Democrat Party at this point?
Yeah, but the Democrats will feather their nests.
Yeah.
It's a commercial transaction. I mean, I think you see the George Soros of the world and so forth. They're going to favor the Democrats because they figure the Democrats would be better for their pocketbooks.
Which is odd, though, because if you're looking at the taxes and the fee, I mean, just here, you know, in Maryland, like, if I were rich, I would support Trump 100%.
Well, you do anyway. Hold on. This is Aristotelian logic, right? If A, then B. If B, then C. So she says, if I were rich, I would support Donald Trump. Okay, I posit this. She does support Donald Trump, Julie.
Yes.
She does.
Yes.
Thus, she must be rich.
No, that's not the case. I wish that were the case. But if I were Shaquille O'Neal and these other celebrities, yes, I would support Trump and I would do it publicly. I mean, you know, when you're thinking about financials, I would think the Republican Party is where you would, you know, most likely sit. I don't know. I guess I'm looking at this wrong, I guess.
No, I think you're dead right on this, actually.
Yeah. Well, people are surprised. They're shocked. They're not so happy with Shaquille O'Neal this morning.
Well, there was another protest at the Tesla dealership this weekend on Owings Mills Boulevard.
Okay.
And a guy called us up earlier. He said he went because on his painting truck, he says, my truck identifies as a Tesla. and he wasn't sure how he'd be received. He said, everybody there was like, you know, they were all at Woodstock. It's everybody there. It's this old white guys, old white women.
Yeah.
They're there to show that they're still with it in some fashion. And the Tesla terrorism continues. And I'm glad that this happened, because what's occurred now is somebody has finally online gotten to something that I was hoping they would get to all along, and that is music worthy of the Tesla terrorists. If your roof is leaking, or maybe you have little brown spots on your ceiling inside, water spots on the ceilings, leaks around your chimney or skylight, or worse, mysterious drips when it rains, that's trouble knocking. And that's why I trust Wallace Roofing, a third-generation, family-owned company that's been doing things the right way for over 90 years. No subcontractors, no shortcuts, just top-quality work at residential and commercial roofs. Steep or flat, metal, gutters, downspots, skylights, you name it, they do it. And get this, They even do 0% financing. So if your roof is showing signs of wear, don't wait until the next big storm turns a small problem into a major disaster. Call Wallace Roofing today, 410-655-3700. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. Please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing. Above all, a good roof. That's it for us for this day. Back at full strength tomorrow morning. See you bright and early at 6 in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.